Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time, just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, We will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fast budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, so let's go ahead and get Joanne in here. Joanne, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for the amazing welcome and all that applause. Hi, everyone.
So, Joanne, I'm using a brand new phone tonight, so I hope the audio is better.
It sounds really good. Okay. I was just thinking how clear you were coming in. I'm using my same phone.
Okay, well, before that, I had a phone I was using since 2015.
Oh. You were using one of those Jurassic phones, huh?
Well, it's my Freedomizer and Barefoot is Legal office phone, so I just have it on speakerphone. It's one of those corded phones.
Those are actually still pretty cool. You never have to, you'll never lose your phone, right?
Yeah, well, it plugs into my router, so it's a business phone, so it's fine with me. It's not like I'm only going to be here when I'm doing my show anyway, so that's fine. It could be corded.
Yeah, well, like I said, you'll never lose the telephone, will you?
No.
You'll always know where it is. That was the one good thing about having the phone attached to the wall. Everybody knew where it was at all times. Just follow the cord.
That's true.
Now you have to call it to find it, and that's if you have it on the speaker and not on silent. You can find your Apple phones. You just got to say, find my phone to your watch, and it'll find your phone.
Oh, that's if you got the smartwatch with it. Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my grandson has a watch, and he showed me, I can find my phone watch. Where's my phone? And it gives him a little GPS location, exactly where it is, and then he can walk around, and this light goes on. Yeah. So when he's close, the light goes on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't have it say Marco Polo or anything like that.
No, he put it under the cushion of the couch, and when he got to the couch, the light was blaring red, and you couldn't see it, so you just fish around that spot, and there it was. Those AirPods, too, have that same technology. You can find those. Same kid.
I have a pair of those wireless headphones. I don't like them.
No? No, I don't use headphones. I think I did use the over-the-head ones that look like earmuffs. Those were all right because they drown out noise and everything. But the other ones, they just feel funny in my ears. I can't concentrate right. I'm always thinking they're going to fall out of my ears.
I just like the traditional earpieces that we grew up with for the last 40 years.
Oh, I don't even know about that. I like the over-the-head ones, the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear better out of those because it does. It drowns out the background noise.
See, I'm used to using them at work where if I have to have a headset because I might have to take a call, those not the wireless earbuds, but the wired ones, I could stick in my ear and not worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not real fond of them. I don't know. Maybe it's because my ear holes is not really big, so they.
Well, I'm already wearing a headset at work. I don't want to wear a headset on top of a headset.
There you go. I suppose not. How's everything going in the world for you?
I'm here next week, but the week after, I'm out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Why were you off to?
I am off to Phoenix for a few days.
Oh, nice. Your business?
So, no, not really.
personal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be here for Wednesday night's show, so I'm going to try and enlist one of my other co-hosts to be your co-host on Wednesday that week on the 20th, 21st or whatever.
Okay, that'll be fine. No problem. I love all the other co-hosts. I'll be happy to fill in with anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a little problem with the switchboard. I'm going to have to work on that tomorrow. So I'm going to have to stick strictly with phone tonight.
It's not like I'm not here. It's not like our switchboard will be overrun with calls tonight, so that's fine.
Well, I hope they will be. We've got a lot to talk about.
I miss those days, Joanne. I'll be honest. I miss those days of having 11, 12 people deep in the queue.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to build on that because I want to hear from people. We've got a lot to talk about. There's so much going on out there, and it involves all of us. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we gotta start paying attention. We can't be walking around with our head in the sand anymore. Even RFK Jr. was at the border today. You know, he's I like him. He's growing.
He's growing on me. I don't think that he really has a chance with the Democrat Party. But
they're just gonna nominate Biden. They already said that. They don't even need a primary, really.
Yeah.
But this guy, he was polling at 20%. Now his numbers are up to like 30. So he was at the border. He's looking around. He's saying these people are being abused. You know, they're getting robbed by the cartels. They're getting told lies by whoever's recruiting them. And then they get here and they think the streets are paved with gold. And they find out they're homeless and hungry. You know, and then they're bounced here, there, and everywhere. These kids are coming across the border in droves. He said 82% of the people coming across that border is military-age men, single men.
Right.
So that's a whole army. They're coming from Afghanistan and Sri Lanka. They're coming from South Africa. They're coming from Uzbekistan, Syria, Romania. I mean, they're coming from all over the world. This border is wide open. So we
and Venezuela emptied out their prisons and sent them our way.
Yeah, and their youth prisons and stuff, and orphanages. Well, you know, all those people are coming here, but we're still sending checks to all these countries to support those people. Why are we supporting them there and supporting them here? However, that's another story. You know, this is a global thing. It's not a bunch of rinky-dink cartels from Mexico that are going around to all these places in the world and recruiting people. This takes whole governments. Like you said, Venezuela emptied out their prisons. You know, they didn't empty out in the backyard. They brought them all to the border and said, see ya. Head north. And then, you know, we're letting all these people in. And we can't call them illegals anymore. Because once they're processed through the Customs and Border Protection, they get a notice to appear in court. That gives them a legal status. So now they're not illegal anymore. This is insane. And RFK was blowing up about it.
I want to get back to RFK Jr. for a second. He has zero chance, but what's going to happen if he's polling at 38, 40, 42, 44%? Brandon could just continue to ignore him?
Yeah, Brandon's not even going to campaign, and neither is Kamala. They're just going to, you know, ride it out.
And they think
everybody
that's
else
a winning
is
strategy?
Campaign for them. But RFK,
I guess the media is going to campaign for them, but I just don't see. You get somebody, and I don't even think he's on the same spectrum as a Bernie Sanders. Because
I think the Robert Kennedy fans are definitely not voting
Brandon.
Yeah, no, he's really a moderate, leans, he's a Democrat who leans a little right.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too. At least you know where the guy's coming from. And you can reason with him. Now, you know, I mean, he's all about the vaccines. He knows, he says that his voice was a vaccine injury from a flu shot. I don't like his ideas on a lot of things, like guns and wars. But on the other hand, a lot of his social stuff, he's spot on. You know, he says we can't be supporting all these people. There's nothing wrong with welfare-to-work programs. You go, you put these people through training programs, and then you get them jobs, and that gets them off welfare.
But I don't think necessarily, Joanne, that he's pro. I don't think he's pro Ukraine war.
No, he's not pro Ukraine war, but he's pro other wars.
Okay. I'm not saying he's my ideal candidate, but he's just running rings around Brandon. In a normal election, Brandon wouldn't even be close.
Yeah, no, this kid he's not a kid, but he's making headway, and he's making sense. And the few networks that do allow him on, and the podcasts and stuff, they're getting him numbers. Now, I think Elon Musk is going to have him on Twitter.
Yes.
On one of those Twitter forums. Tucker Carlson blew everybody away. He had like 70.
Hey, Joanne, I just need like 2 or 3 minutes real quick here. So if you want to get into Tucker Carlson, I promise I'll rejoin you.
All right. Well, I would rather get into the Ukraine for a minute because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, and I know it's going to sound like I'm bouncing around, but I'm not really bouncing around. There's this guy over on Twitter, and he put out a couple of things. His name is Kyle Anzalone, and he says that Blinken, who's our defense secretary, he dismisses calls for a ceasefire, and he said that the U.S. has to build up Ukraine's military. You know, I mean, it says here that the Secretary of State called for Washington to continue to put militarization before diplomacy. And the U.S. is going to focus its efforts on arming Ukraine and not attempting to bring the war to a negotiated settlement. In a speech delivered in Finland on Friday, Blinken stated, this is a quote, "The United States, together with our allies and partners, is firmly committed to supporting Ukraine's defense today, tomorrow, and for meaningful diplomacy and real peace, is a stronger Ukraine capable of deterring and defending against any future aggressions." Now, this dam blew up. The name of the dam here is Kakhova Dam, and it's in Ukraine. Now, this dam holds back the water that they meter the water out. They use these things called suits, and they have four different tracks. When they're running it right now wide open. But that water is flooding downstream. Do you know what else is downstream? There's a NYPA hydroelectric power station. It's a nuclear power station. Now, if they flood that out by running that, and, you know, of course the dam is broken now, so they're just releasing the water wide open. If they flood that out, the pumps aren't going to run. We're going to have a bigger problem over there in the Ukraine. So, folks, we're supporting this. And now, Tucker Carlson had said that, you know, he doesn't really know who blew up the dam. But somebody did. He said, "This morning it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhov Dam in southern Ukraine. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic. It was an act of terrorism. So the question is, who did it?" Yeah, who did it? It's looking more and more like the Ukrainians did this themselves. And then Kim.com, I know you all know who Kim.com is. If anybody's on a computer or uses the cryptocurrency.
Bay.
What?
Yeah, Pirate Bay. That was that guy's.
Yeah.
He started Pirate Bay. The file sharing
site. Oh, well, he said, "In case you had any doubts about the Pentagon directed Zelensky regime to blow up the Kakhov Dam, just look at Ukraine keeping the floodgates at max output upstream of the Dnieper River. It says it shows that the perpetrators want to achieve maximum flood damage." So, you know, we're gonna get gaslighted on this, but this something really bad going on over there in Ukraine, and they want to keep it going. I know, you know, there's money laundering going over there. We've known
now,
that.
I've heard that there are people
going
on both sides that want to negotiate peace talks, and the United States says, no. No way in the world are you going to negotiate peace. We need war.
Right. That's Blinken. He came out and said it. No, yeah. We're not interested in peace talks or ceasefires or any of that.
You should always be interested in ceasefire. Always, 100%.
There's people dying. There's people losing their homes, their property, their jobs. You know, I mean, for what? Now, they're saying that Russia is invading Ukraine, which seems to be true. However, they're not saying that Ukraine had biolabs all up and down the border with Russia. And they were working on stuff even worse than COVID.
Yeah.
And Putin's swearing that he has the evidence and he's bringing it to the UN. In the meantime, NATO is saying they want to go in there now, too. NATO wants to send soldiers. Now, the U.S. can veto that plan. However, wouldn't Ukraine have to be a member of NATO for NATO to go in and protect them?
Well, can they go through the World Health Organization instead and let North Korea go in there?
I don't know. We'll see.
Remember, North Korea is now a shared member of the World Health Organization. They're one of the decision makers.
Yeah, they have a chairmanship position now. Isn't that nice? Hey, you want to switch subjects for a second? Because we can talk about what's going on in New York.
Oh, hey, wherever you want to do, Joanne, I'm here.
All right, well, the air quality up in New York.
Yeah, I don't know where in Canada that originated from.
Quebec and Montreal both have wildfires. And the way that the jet stream is looping down and then back up, it's coming across New York and up the coast. It's actually sinking. You can smell it all the way to South Carolina. Well, the mayor of New York told everybody to mask up today. And he said that you should have a well-fitting N95 mask. And they're giving them out at the firehouses and stuff. If you're old and sick and all of that, stay in the house and see if you can get an air purifier. Now, then he went on to say, well, climate change is causing it. Climate change is not causing it. That jet stream does that all the time. In the wintertime, you see, they call it an Alberta Clipper, the way that jet stream comes down. And it brings you all that cold air. Well, right now it's bringing you smoke from Canada. And cool air. It's cool up there. It's like 56 degrees. It's not climate change doing that. It's wildfires. We had some really severe wildfires a couple of years ago here in Florida. And that smoke really does billow. But now they're saying there's all kinds of toxins in that smoke. Well, wildfires, it's just wood. You know, there might be some carbon and stuff in there, but it can give you a scratchy throat and watery eyes and cause a coughing. But they said it was at critical stage in New York. And I tell you, that haze is almost orange. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, that's a very weird-looking sky.
Yeah, it's got like a chemical hue to it. And why is it only orange over New York? New Jersey's not orange. All the way up towards Boston, up the coast, it's foggy and smoky and hazy, but it's not orange. And if you see the before and after, you know, the before and after pictures of New York, all day it's been like that. So I don't think it's the sun reflecting off the particles. So, anyhow, you know, that Hunter Biden, he was taking money from Burisma, which is a Ukrainian gas company, energy company. He was also partners with John Kerry's kid and Pelosi's kid, too. So they're not off the hook. But now the DOJ says, oh, they're going after him for lying on a gun permit. That's what they're going to go after him for. They got bank records.
So they could say that they got him. And then can't Brandon pardon him too?
Of course he can, yeah. Yeah, but what about the bribes and the money laundering and the foreign agent acting like a foreign agent, you know, taking cash for favorable policy decisions? You know, the Bidens actually did shut down our gas companies, oil companies, coal companies, even hydroelectric companies, trying to shut down nuclear power plants. They want this wind and solar. But in doing so, in stopping the permitting and stopping the drilling and stopping the refining and all of that, we have now become at the bottom of the heap. We're not the energy-producing capital of the world anymore. No fracking, no gas, you know, no gap in gas, none of that. No pipelines. So the petrodollar is useless under those circumstances. If you have no petrol, why would your petrodollars be any value to anyone? That's why all these countries are moving away from the U.S. dollar. In the meantime, that's what the Bidens sold. They sold out the country, out our energy sources, putting other companies on top, made them billions and billions of dollars, and cost us billions and billions of dollars. So that's what Biden was getting paid for. Look at the businesses that he did business with, Chinese energy companies, Romanian energy companies, Saudi Arabian energy companies, Burisma, there's a Ukrainian energy company. This kid was a crackhead. He knew nothing about energy.
And still doesn't.
Couldn't tell you the chemical compound of natural gas. And still doesn't know. You're right. But what he knew how to sell was influence. And by getting the Bidens to do all that damage to the United States energy, it sure put everybody else up on top, and now they're holding us over a barrel. He canceled all permitting for new drilling and most of the current drilling permits. No offshore drilling, no pipelines. So that's what they were selling. And you're going to get this kid on a gun, lying on an application, so some paperwork, that's what you're going to get him on. In the meantime, you after Trump, if he wears the wrong color underwear, on the wrong date on the underwear, he wears Tuesday's underwear Thursday. That's it. He's going to jail. You know, the documents came out about Trump that he actually did and registered that he declassified everything to do with Crossfire Hurricane. So they're going after him for having classified documents in his house? No, they're not. They're going after him for obstructing an investigation. They cannot go after him for having unclassified documents, having classified documents. They were unclassified. So they're going
to
get him on obstruction.
So they still want to go after him for documents.
Obstructing their investigation.
Yes. And they're still trying to say that he wasn't allowed
to
have those classified documents. But Brandon was allowed to have them when he wasn't president.
Yeah, four different locations that we know about, all over Chinatown, in his wide-open garage. Kid was in and out of all the time. And he was a senator. He did not have authority to declassify anything. But no one's saying squat about that.
Oh, it's liberal, that's why.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, the Presidential Records Act, the PRA, the document came out, I actually have it on my page, that Trump declassified all of that. And then Comey comes out and says, well, Trump can't be president anymore because, you know, a revenge presidency. Oh, great, and then he'll have the power to change the DOJ and he'll come after us. Like you went after him, like you fabricated evidence, like you lied to judges, like you surveilled his house. I mean, you even had his house raided, his wife's underwear drawer in his kid's bedroom. Raided those, too. Why? There was no documents in those places. So, but he doesn't want revenge. That wouldn't be revenge or retribution. That would be justice. And they should be brought up on charges of treason. They tried to overthrow a sitting president. They try to not even let him get elected. But when that failed, they try to overthrow him. And then this clown Pence comes out today and announces that he's going to run for election for president. He's another one. He betrayed the whole country. All he had to do was send those ballots back and say there's some questions about those, and we'll just wait a little while. Look them over. If they're fine, we'll count them. If they're not fine, then we got a problem here, and we'll figure out what we're going to do. It's all he had to say. But he didn't. He certified that election. And then he got that gold piece from the UN. It's 40 pieces of silver or whatever it was, the silver coins from the UN. They gave it to him right there when he certified that election. So that, you know, just put the seal on it. But all he had to do was say, well, there's still questions, so maybe we shouldn't certify it right now. Maybe we should wait a little while. And that would have been fine. But now he comes out and he says, oh, Trump did this and Trump did that. And, you know, how Trump is bad. Another one, Christie, too. We'll talk about him in a minute. But Pence was talking trash about Donald Trump. But then, in the same breath, he went on to say, well, gas prices were only $1.87 in the Trump-Pence presidency. So he's noting all the good things that Trump did, and he always says Trump-Pence and all these things he's listing. The Trump-Pence administration. But Trump was a jerk. I mean, come on. You know, nobody's going to vote for Pence. I don't even think they give him a second thought. And then Chris Christie, of all people, comes out, and now he's going to run. But he's been running around. He was in New Hampshire yesterday. And he was on stage. I watched him for a few minutes, but I couldn't take it anymore. He was really ragging about Trump. And he was going on and on how Trump is childish, and Trump always lashes back at people when he gets attacked, and he lashes out. Well, you attacked him. You know, he doesn't know how to just turn the other cheek and none of that stuff. So then he said, well, the interviewer, Brett Baer, said, well, you know, you used to be friends. He said, yeah. He said, here's what Trump said about you. And then Trump said, oh, he's polling at 6% in New Jersey, his home state, so I'm not really going to give him much thought. So he said he wasn't saying that when he wanted me to be the Homeland Security twice. And he didn't say that when he wanted me to be his chief of staff. All right, so Trump is or isn't a good guy, because he nominated you to a spot twice, and he was offering you a chief of staff spot, and you were right there, you know, endorsing him and everything else, but now you've changed because you're running against him. And then he said, well, there's only one lane, and Trump's standing in the way. You know damn well that Chris Christie isn't going to be president, and his only job is to be a troll on Trump's back. So if you follow the money and you look at who his donors are, that'll tell you who's paying him to be a little pit bull pain in the rear end on Trump.
You know what I don't understand about Chris Christie is when
what?
He comes out and says, you could vote for me because I know how to work with Democrats. If that's the number one thing that you could do, then go run as a Democrat.
Yes. We don't want to work with the Democrats. They're destroying the place. We'd like to stop them from doing that. If you know,
well, if you
want to
work with Robert Kennedy, I can understand to work with a Robert Kennedy, and
I think
Tulsi Gabbard would be a good running mate for him.
Absolutely, Tulsi Gabbard. I really like her. She's a thinking person. But you know, Trump's going to be president. He has to be president. He's the only man on the planet that can help us. He's the only one with the power to help us, and we got to help him. Plus, they owe him a national apology. 51 members of the intel community signed a letter knowing damn well that that Hunter Biden thing was legit, and they had been sitting on it for a year. And they knew that Trump declassified those documents because he registered them with the National Archives. And the documents came out. They didn't think we were going to see that. See, classified stuff they can't tell us about. They can come out and they can lie, like that Schiff and like this Comey and the FBI and everybody else. They can lie their brains out on air, and that's not illegal. However, if they mentioned a classified document or the existence of a classified document, that is illegal. So the truth is illegal. You can lie all you want, but you just can't tell the truth. So you have to assume that everything these people are telling you is a lie, because the truth is classified.
Yeah, but didn't Trump also declassify or put in his documents about how Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, how they were spying on his campaign?
Yes, they were. And he declassified those documents. He declassified them January 19th before he left office. And there's a copy of it. And it was registered with the National Archives. It includes Obama and Biden and Comey, the FBI, the DOJ, includes all of them. It says here, this is a signed letter. This is from D.C. Drano. A signed letter from President Trump on January 19th, 2021, the day before he left office, declassifying Crossfire Hurricane docs showing Obama, Biden, the CIA, DOJ, and FBI spied on him. So now you know why they raided Mar-a-Lago, to steal back the evidence of their crimes. He had all the evidence, but it's unclassified. So maybe we should file a FOIA and see if we can get them. Right? From Freedomizer, we'll send them a FOIA. We want to see those documents. Here's the document that said they're declassified. If they're declassified, then we should be able to see them. Right?
Okay. That's normally how it works.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the documents in question here, this is the document that declassifies them, but they're not the documents themselves. I bet you that Tom Fitton, I'm sure he's at the courthouse now. He's always on top of that stuff. They had a big shakeup at CNN. The CEO got fired.
Yeah, I saw they fired their CEO finally.
Yeah. And half, you know, his staff, they all went with him. But a couple of other people, producers, left too. So they got some.
So what are they going to do with fake news network?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's quite the shakeup. Now, the one that was under Zuck, his vice secretary or whatever she was, she's taken over temporarily. I don't know how good she'll do, because Zuckerberg was really far left. There's a lot of money flowing out
Zucker.
There, Proof.
Not Zuckerberg, but Zucker.
Yeah, Zucker. Yeah, not Berg. Berg is Facebook. There's a lot of money flowing out there. I mean, Chris Christie's coming up with all kinds of money. Spence is coming up with a lot of money. Now, all these CNN pundits, they're all getting shifted off to other places. But now new money's coming in. Now, you know, this chick, somebody's backing her. You don't just get to be the head of CNN if nobody knows who you are and there isn't a lot of power behind you. Over at News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, he already endorsed DeSantis. It's this whole group of them is all coming together, and there's money flowing at them. They are after Trump. They want to indict him. That they're going to look any better if they indict him and all this petty rubbish? Everybody knows it's all bogus. It's all scams. You know, it's getting to the point where I don't care if he's in jail, indicted, or whatever. I'll vote for him anyhow. He can pardon himself from Leavenworth. Really, we owe this man an apology. This man has gone through hell, him and his family, for nothing. Because they don't like him, because he's not an insider.
He needs 100 million votes or they're going to steal it from him.
Yeah. And the people that are going to vote for him, they can't just do it on voting day. You know, we thought that was a good idea. Do it on voting day so that they couldn't, you know, manipulate the count ahead of time. But, miraculously, on voting day, the voting machines in all the Republican areas didn't work. There was problems.
Yeah,
they didn't have enough
ballots. Yeah, we learned that from Terry Lake, that's their new game.
So now we have to learn how to harvest ballots. We have to go to the nursing homes and get the little old ladies and old gents to vote for Republicans. We have to be in control of this. And we're going to have to take a chance. We're going to have poll workers and poll watchers and all of that. But we can't just vote on voting day. We've got to get out there with that early voting.
Yeah.
And the ballots. You know, the mail-in ballots. We got to be able to know where they are, who they're going to, knock on doors and tell people, I can help you fill that out. You know, let's do it together. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that?
Well,
here's
not just that,
here's
but if Trump has a speaking, if Trump has a speaking event, I don't know why he doesn't have voter registration right there. So you could sign up to register to vote right there.
The event that he
That's
had.
That's what Democrats do. They do all those tricks.
In Tampa, they had them outside the venue. They couldn't be inside the venue.
Yes.
Because that was a private event. But they did, you know, but some of the voter registration people, you know, the organizers, they were outside with their little tables. They have to be so many feet away, but they were registering people to vote. That kid, Scott Presla, he's out there every day registering people and getting a lot of people to do the same thing. You know, wherever he goes, he's registering voters. You know that Romney chick, Ronna McDaniels there?
Yeah.
She's not responding to him. He had a question for her. And every day he puts on Twitter, it's been 45 days, it's been 46 days, it's been 47 days that I asked you that question and you haven't responded. You know, but here's this kid doing work that she should be doing. He's running around the whole country registering voters and doing events and stuff. And he's only taking enough money to get to the next event. You know, all this money goes to the travel and stuff. And whatever's left, he's trying to give it to her. But she's not responding. I wouldn't give it to her. I'd give it to the candidate.
Well, they'd rather lose. They would rather lose.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're taking a dive. We're going to have to force them to win if they win at all. If they win, it's going to be because we forced them to. They don't want to win.
I just can't believe that we couldn't get rid of Ronna McDaniel.
They had a chance. That Hamid Dylan, she put up a good fight, and she would have been a good RNC boss. She really would have been good. She's smart. She's a lawyer. She knows the ins and outs of politics. She would have been perfect, but they didn't want her. They wanted Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's thinking about jumping into the race, too. Are you kidding me? You might want to keep your mouth shut. Your kid was in Burisma deals, too.
Well, that's why he wants in.
Yeah, I got to try to protect his kid. Because they're all making money off this. And Ukraine is just a money laundering operation. I mean, didn't Zelensky buy two houses? One in Miami?
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Yeah. And he's got another one somewhere else, too, like in Marseilles or something. But he's going to split off to France or to Miami. Get a hero's welcome over here in the United States, maybe not in Miami, but there's a lot of Jewish people in Miami, and his soldiers are running around with Nazi symbols on their uniforms now. It's to the point where they're pixeling them out when they're showing footage.
Yeah, which is strange, because you would think that Jewish people love their liberals. So,
the Jewish people are getting smart. They got a new organization called Conservative Jews. Yeah, they're starting to wake up. The Democrats, they love the flavor of the month. This time it's LGBTQ. I saw the best thing about LGBTQA today. It was from a gay guy. He wrote, I'm gay. I've been gay since I was younger. Not too young, you know, because at a certain age he didn't really know anything about sex or girls or anything. He just knew that they were icky. But he said, being a homosexual isn't a bad thing. It's not a crime. It's nothing, you know. We fought very hard for our acceptance. So you're not a bad person. But when you groom children, that makes you a bad person. And I want to tell you right now, LGBTQIA and whatever alphabet letters they put in there is an agenda. Homosexuality is not. And I thought that made a lot of sense. You know, all the gay people I know, they don't want anything to do with kids. They're not out there wagging their business in front of children and parades and flying floats and balloons and all that stuff. You know, they go out with their gay friends, they hang out with their gay friends and do whatever they do, and they have their relationships. But it doesn't involve children in their relationship. It doesn't involve going to children's schools or just craving an audience of children. You got to worry about that. You know, it's not that they're in the schools, it's why do they crave an audience of children? Why are they fighting so hard? Like that chick, there was, they have a video out now. This woman, I think she was out in California, and she was saying how she's got two kids who are in the hospital because they try to commit suicide because this culture oppresses them. They knew that they were gay or transsexual since they were 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And, you know, they can't go into a bathroom that they identify as, or they'll get beat up and all, you know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Well, you're talking about two children. So why are you shoving it down the throats of every other child in the place? You know, how about you get some mental health for these children? But you don't have to turn all the rest of them into sympathizers or start pushing them into declaring whatever they're going to be. You know, you ask a six-year-old little boy if he likes girls or boys, he's going to say boys. Girls have cooties at that age. You know, that's what they think, and this vice versa with the girls. Think boys have cooties. So they'll say, no, I like girls because they're my friends. You know, but then you lock them into that. And now you start treating them as though they're gay and as they're transsexual, and maybe they're not. Maybe they are, but maybe they're not. But now you've locked them into it, and now they got to live the pot. And they're trying to impress their teacher. And you can't tell mommy and daddy, so you got to be a boy when you go home. Well, never giving the parents a chance to say even whether or not that they would accept that. You just automatically assume that it's okay for you to go behind their back. You're not a doctor, you're not a social worker, you're not a therapist, and you don't have a court order or a guardianship of that child. Who the hell are you to do
well,
that to anyone's child?
That's also what I'm trying to understand here, Joanne, is how is it that they can write stuff up so that it's illegal for a, maybe not illegal, but the child does not have to tell the parent that they've transitioned.
Yeah, and they got extra clothes for these kids. They're putting little dresses on the boys and pantsuits on the girls when they get to school. And they live a life, they live a dual life, these children. They're living one life at school and one life at home now. And you have adults telling them to keep secrets from their parents. No adult should ever tell my child to keep a secret from me.
Yeah, anytime someone says don't tell your parents, then the first thing you should do is tell your parents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If somebody tells you don't tell your parents, that's exactly what you should do is tell your parents he told me not to tell you. I mean, look at that person that's at that bippity-boppity boutique in Disney.
Yes.
He's got a mustache. He's wearing a dress. Well, he's not fulfilling a child's fantasy of Disney World and the Magic Kingdom. He's fulfilling his own fantasy that involves children, obviously. No, that ain't right. And I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings because I don't care what people do, adults, in their bedroom. Leave the kids alone and be left alone. It's that simple. And as far as the bathrooms, how about we do bathroom, vaginas only, penises only, and put an extra bathroom or two bathrooms, those who identify as female, those who identify as male, and have two extra bathrooms. Use those. And as far as women's sports, anybody with half a brain knows men are stronger. So you got weak men competing against women. That's what's going on here. All right, and Leah Thomas says that he likes women. So what's he, a lesbian? I don't even know anymore with all these identifications. But, you know, men are stronger, and that's just the way it is. It's science. You know, like Fauci says, follow the science. But, you know, gay is gay and transsexual. You want to be transsexual, wait till you're an adult. It's not that long of a wait. 18 years is not a long time. Might seem like a long time when you're younger, but it blows by really quickly. So wait till you're 18 and you can make an informed decision. And nobody can tell you otherwise. But when you're a child, every life-altering decision is the responsibility of the parent, unless there's a court order nullifying those parents' rights. So the parent is the final word. You know, that they took cigarettes out of vending machines because kids might get them. Oh, now they're putting crack pipes in vending machines, by the way. But, you know, because kids aren't supposed to smoke, and kids can't get tattoos, and kids can't get an aspirin from the nurse, and kids can't have surgery. A doctor couldn't do surgery on your kid. How are they doing surgery on kids if they don't have the parents' consent? How is that possible?
That's the
you know, you send your kid to school one day and they spirit him off to a doctor to get his parts locked off. You find out your kid's in a hospital. And what if there was a problem with the surgery? And you didn't sign for the kid to have any surgery. What happens then?
Well, what happens,
you know,
what happens with the insurance if the parents don't have insurance for the kid? Who pays for it?
Right. And that's another thing. How are you going to force taxpayers to pay for it? Some taxpayers wouldn't go along with it. You got people like Omar and stuff saying that the Muslims are siding with the white supremacists now because they don't want you lopping off their kids' parts and turning them homosexual behind their back. If you're going to be homosexual, you know, at least give the parents the opportunity to deal with it. You know what I mean? You just do it behind their back without even consulting them in one bit, finding out whether or not they're fit parents or whether or not they'll accept it. And you know this kid for 10 months of its whole life, these teachers. You know, so they've done all their damage. That child's moved on to the next class. And you got a whole new class of kids the next year. You know, so you're not even going to be in their life. You were there 10 months. You were there to teach them math. They're not teaching them math anymore. The head of the education department in California said, so what if the kids can't do timetable? They know the difference between a riot and a coup. So you're teaching them to be activists. And they're not going to know how to read a tape measure or, you know, count their paycheck or any of that, right?
Yeah, but they know how to do things to certain body parts.
Yeah. Right? And they know, this is really bad. We have strayed so far that I don't know if this can ever be undone. We've got to start working on it. But we can't stay sleeping anymore, and we can't lie anymore. It's all based on lies. Even though people can see the truth, and they know the truth, and they know the truth in their heart, they will still go along with it to keep the peace, not realizing that it's not going to be peaceful. Because every time you give up power, the person you're giving it up to wants more. It's never enough. We've given up so much power right now. It's so bad. I don't know what to do anymore, Proof. We've been at this 13 years. We've been telling people. We've been telling them about the World Economic Forum and all these cultural things that are being shoved down people's throats and all these corporations being strong-armed into going along with this wokeism, or they're not going to get financed. You know, we brought it right back up to the top. The banks, the World Economic Forum, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the Soroses of the world, they're what's making all this stuff happen. You know, so like I was saying about the default, if it defaults, let it default. If they have no money, they have no power. You strip them of money, what are they going to do? You take John Kerry's money away from them. He's not going to say he's got to get rid of 90% of the population. He finds it troubling and unsustainable that there's so many of us. So he said that he's going to fix it. Bill Gates was buying up farmland so he doesn't have to farm on it. All right, now they're saying that the cow farts are a problem, so they want to get rid of all the cows. Well, you know what? We've had cows all through history. And we used to have things like butchers who would take the cow and separate it into, you know, different cuts of meat, right at his butcher shop. Now we got these big factories, these processing plants. Maybe it's the processing plants and not the cows at all. But you kill off the cows, you kill off people's source of food and source of milk and vitamin D and vitamin A. If you say rice is causing climate change, it's bad for the planet. Do you know how many millions of people rice keeps alive every single day?
Yeah, it's if you take away rice and beef, though, that's like two of the largest food staples in the world.
Exactly.
Oh, and then if they want you to register any vegetable or fruit tree that you have with the USDA.
Yeah, so they can come and cut
so
it down and say it's got parasites
to
or something. Yeah, they'll tell you that the tree has parasites or citrus canker or something to make you get rid of it. You're going to register your tree. Get out of here. You know, it's really getting psychotic out there.
Hey, Joanne, we have
population.
A caller.
Sure.
I'm gonna bring on a caller. You might have met Vito before.
I have.
What's up, everybody? How are you? How's everybody doing?
How you doing, Vito?
So
I'm
using a new phone. Vito sounds about the clearest I've ever heard him.
Really?
I have a brand new phone I'm using. That's why.
Okay. All right, that's good.
What's on your mind, Vito?
I was listening to what you were talking about earlier about the CNN guy that got fired today. And I was listening to O'Reilly a little while ago. And
what's he saying about it?
Apparently what did him in was the Trump town hall that CNN did. And apparently
they had the best numbers they had ever gotten.
Yeah, but that doesn't help the ESG score, though.
No. No, all the lefty media stations, or whatever you want to call them, the groups, the ABCs and whatnot, they all, the New York Times, Newsweek magazine, all these other media outlets teamed up against this guy, and basically they forced CNN's hand to fire him. Now, the person that they put in, this female, she is, Bill O'Reilly says, I know her, she's a liberal. She is going to let the lefty agenda run in CNN. The guy that they brought in,
does
he
she
was
know
trying
she's a woman or no?
To... I'm sorry?
Does she know she's a woman?
Bill O'Reilly said she's a woman, so I'm guessing that she's a real woman.
Well, she's claiming it. She's claiming it to check off a box.
Yeah.
Well, she's Vassar College, Columbia University.
Oh,
he says she's going to let the liberal agenda run wild. Not run wild.
Oh, yeah,
he's
both of
the,
those.
He's going to let the liberal.
Blaming liberal.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you know, CNN got the best numbers they ever got.
Dying.
Wow.
You know, the way that they are, they're so the lefty agenda is so entrenched in there that you know the only thing you could do now is just sit back and see what happens to it.
Yeah, really. The left, Vito, they are so miserable. They never laugh. You can't joke with them. You can't, you know, how you can do, like, whimsical sarcasm with your friends and stuff. You can't do it with those people.
They're idiots.
They're the most humorless. Oh, I feel terrible for them. What a sad existence.
Well,
to be always that mean and snarky and hostile and just, like, frothing at the mouth most of the time. You know,
I had a
conversation with my daughter's friend, who's an extreme liberal. Her child is transitioning, which I think she's forcing
liberal.
It on him. I think that in her mind, she thinks it's the kid, but it's like a Munchausen thing going on with her.
Yeah.
I don't think the kid wants to be trans anymore, but where the mother is so enwrapped in it, enshrined in it right now, and trying to do, I mean, she's a big rainbow riding freak now because her kid is trans, but I don't think the kid wants to be trans anymore. The kid isn't even talking to her anymore. But we were at a restaurant, and the waiter comes up to us, and he says, "Hi, my name is Antoine. I'm gay. My pronouns are he, him." I said to him, "Well, now that you've told me about your sex life, would you like to hear about mine?" And he went, "Ooh." And the woman that I'm talking about, she said, "He didn't tell you about his sex life." I said, "He just came and told me he was gay. What do you think that means?" She had to think about it for a minute. And she said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, can you make a sandwich? Because that's what I'm here for." And he laughed.
I wouldn't trust him.
He got the humor. But she sure didn't. Boy, she jumped on me. Hey, calm down, kiddo. He was just telling me about his sex life. I just thought I might want to tell him about mine.
The white liberal mothers today are the ones that are ruining this country.
Really, Peter, look at the doing of these kids in Hollywood. Like that woman, she said all four of her kids are queer. That's the word she used, not me.
Yeah, Charlize Theron, yes.
Yeah, well, maybe it's her. They use these kids like they're an accessory anyhow, the Hollywood kids.
They use their kids as a stepping stone, absolutely.
Yeah,
they have
the purse or the shoes.
They have
now, because
they
it's the trendy thing to do. These poor kids, one of them, somebody asked the kid if it was a boy or a girl. He said, "I don't know, mommy knows." That's telling you that the kid is being badgered into this. You know, and you don't ask little
scary,
kids what their sexuality is. It's like I was just telling Proof. When you're 6 years old and you ask the kid's 6 years old, you ask him, "Do you like boys or girls?" He's going to say, "I like boys. Girls got cooties." You know, today he wants to be a girl. Tomorrow he wants to be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, speaking of kids, apparently the governor of New Mexico signed a law that basically allows children to start transgendering without notifying their parents.
That's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do they have a court order?
Sick.
Have the parents been declared unfit by a judge?
It's a law. I'm sure that some parents are going to fight this thing.
You're going to have to challenge that.
Well, like I was saying earlier, who's going to pay for the insurance on this?
Who do you think, Booth?
Well, if the parents are going to pay for it,
how would the parents be allowed
to pay for it? The parents can't pay for it if they don't know what it is. You're just going to get a bill with, you have an $11,000 bill at the hospital, and we can't tell you what it is. You just pay it. Who in their right mind would pay something like that?
Aren't you
going
to notice the kid missing a couple of days when it's having the surgery?
Well, there was a guy on the radio that I was listening to the other day. He was talking about he transitioned over to female, and it was all covered by insurance. And after his insurance ran out, the doctor didn't want nothing to do with him that did the surgery, because apparently he was saying that he's not going to live long because of the ailments that the transitioning
And they have to keep up with the hormone injections.
Well, there's something that apparently it's going to eventually kill him, the way he made it seem, or she made whatever
uh-huh.
it is. And you know, the doctor that did the surgery, once the insurance ran out, is totally ignoring him. This is greed. And I think the COVID is what triggered it. It made it worse.
Oh, yeah. They're just a money-making organization now. All they are is drug dealers and I mean, they're not even teaching math and reading in school. How are you going to teach somebody to be a doctor?
Yeah. And speaking of schools, Chicago, I was listening to... I forget his name this morning. He's on the morning show out here. And apparently in elementary school kids in Chicago, 50% of the elementary schools, 0% of those children cannot read or write at their grade level.
Right. And you're still supposed to send those children to these centers that are nothing more than a little prison for them.
It's like, you know, you are breeding stupidity.
You know, Chicago, the school children there are 80% minority. So I think that's systemic racism the liberals are
absolutely.
The racists. The liberals are the white supremacists. If they believe in white supremacy, then they believe in black inferiority. Now, they think that they have to go rushing in and save these black people when actually they hurt black people with their policies. They're hurting them with the schools.
Yeah.
They're hurting them with their family. You know, a black man can be down on his luck, maybe out of work and stuff, but he can't go on welfare. And his wife can't go on welfare if he's in the house. So he has to leave his family in order for his family to survive. That's breaking up the family. That's breaking up their family. How about we incentivize them to stay together? You know, because children do better when there's two parents in the household.
Yep.
Or at least two parents raising them. You know, if the father at least should be close to them. You know, if the mother and father can't be together for violence or something, fine. But we can't be telling these people, well, you don't like this baby daddy, we can get another baby daddy, and the government will be your support, so you don't even have to worry about commitment or anything like that. You know, but that's how they're destroying the family, not just black families either. There's white families and brown families too. But it was mostly, in the beginning, black families that they separated in order for that family to survive. And look at these neighborhoods. Look at all these businesses closing now. Where are these people going to get jobs? You know, look at Ferguson.
No,
they went to Ferguson and they burnt that place down.
Where they're going to end up.
Well, they don't need jobs. They got free crack pipes.
Yeah, free crack pipes and vending machines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in New York. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah. Well,
they got
that's
Narcan,
what they're doing. Sure, you can have free
Narcan,
crack pipes. You can
stay
high.
Pipes.
How's that going to get you off drugs?
It's crazy.
You know, how about free rehab? If you got no money, rehab doesn't want to look at you. If you don't have any insurance, most of these street people don't have insurance. They don't have any money.
Correct.
And they're not going to get any help because you need insurance or money to get help. That stuff's not free. Crack pipes are free. You can get all the crack pipes you want. But that's ridiculous. We're not helping anybody. But these liberals come rushing in with their liberal ideas, you know, like the Martha's Vineyard people. They came running down with the processed food and the corn pops. Really,
yes.
They brought processed cereal. They didn't even
not
bring them the
good stuff.
Not just
any corn pops. I saw store brand corn pops.
They weren't even the Kellogg?
No.
Nice.
No, they had the Price Chopper specials.
Wow. Brand X, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they escorted them right the hell off that island. Oh, they can't stay here. We don't have the room. It was off season. There's plenty of room. Most of those vacation homes were empty. And what was there, like 16 of them?
So, Vito, how many of these illegals are you going to take because Eric Adams is telling you to have in your house?
I'm not taking a single one, Pooh. I mean,
he's offering $125 a day each.
They're offering $100 a day for undocumented to come into your home. Yet, foster care, they're only paying $40 a day.
Hmm.
All right. And what people don't seem to understand, people don't seem to understand that what's going on. When you bring someone into your home and they stay there for 30 days or more, or 31 days,
yeah, they're
you can't
a tenant.
Evict them.
Nope.
You cannot evict them.
Especially if someone's
paying
the
note. How many people who are renting apartments that have an extra bedroom that they're going to do this? And the landlord doesn't know about it. What's going to happen then?
Yeah, they're all going to get the boot for having unauthorized people living there.
It's crazy, wow. Man. What's going to happen is going to be nuts.
Yeah, well,
they might try to force people and forget about the Fourth Amendment. They might force people to take illegals in.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they can do that.
And that
if
is their soldiers.
Really
you'd be giving them quarter.
But
yeah.
They're not soldiers. Well, they're not soldiers, but they most of them are.
82% of the people coming across that border are single males, 18 to 35 years old. That's 82%. That's a big number when you were talking millions here. There's an army coming across there. If they were wearing fatigues, we'd be able to see it clearly. You know, and then I hear all these preppers and stuff saying, oh, yeah, I got 25 guns and I got 5,000 rounds of bullets. Who are you going to shoot? You know, shoot them babies they're throwing across the border? You're going to shoot unarmed people holding their babies in the air coming across that river? Who are you going to shoot? That makes no sense. We've got to do better than that. You don't even know who the real enemy is. You know, I worry about your guns.
No, you don't know.
No.
You don't know.
They don't know who the real enemy is. They're thinking really small if they think it's a bunch of people coming across the border. And they're thinking small if they think that a bunch of uneducated cartel members, gang members who never went past the fifth grade in Mexico are running around the world bringing all these people in. They're not. They might be getting them when they're coming to Mexico, but they didn't go down there and recruit people in Venezuela or over in China. 900 Chinese dissidents are here. Yeah, how'd they get here? They didn't walk. So you have
the Biden Let Me In shirt, though.
Oh, they got shirts. They got an abandoned American base over in Panama with all the logistics. That's where the shirts and the shoes and the, you know, the travel toiletries and all that stuff is being stashed. They're helping them along the way. You didn't have a four-year-old baby, the one that died at the border. He didn't come all the way from Venezuela through Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, all the way up through Mexico, across the Rio Grande into that border. He was this close. He was four. He was either the smartest kid in the world or somebody put him there. And where's his mother? What did you do to her? Where's his mother? God only knows where she is. She's probably being human trafficked somewhere else. However, this takes whole governments and NGOs like the Soros organizations, like the Doctors Without Borders and the Jewish Federation and the Catholic Charitable Bureau, all those agencies and NGOs. They're the ones, the more people they get to come across that border, the more money they make. So they're the ones that will go down there and get the government to open up prisons, you know, because these governments, they're all crooked as it comes, too. They're all making money at it. You know, not a couple of gang members from Mexico didn't go down and make Venezuela open up their prison and release everybody to the border. That didn't happen.
Correct.
But you know damn well that they got paid for it. The Venezuelan government did. And Mexico has to be letting them go through the whole country. So Mexico's government is involved in it. And the countries they're going through. And how are they getting here from West Africa and South Africa and East Africa? There's no bridge. How'd the Haitians get here?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there is. They're walking very fast.
Yeah, they're walking on water like Jesus, right? That didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But if people are thinking,
that's,
you know, they're saying, oh, yeah, the cartels and the smugglers. No, those are the last leg of the journey. They're no more than Soros' foot soldiers either. They're making money at it. But everybody's making money at it, except the migrants. They're being promised a pot of gold. The streets are paved in gold. And then when they get here, they're at the mercy of whoever wants to take them wherever they got to, you know, wherever they're going or whatever, or wherever they're going to get placed. You know, they'll voluntarily sign the papers, I want to go to New York. It's better than sitting in a shelter in next to the Rio Grande, right, in El Paso. You know, you got 9,000 people in a shelter that's for 2,000 people. And they say, you want to go to New York? You say, yeah, sure, I'll go to New York. But it's all politics. This is just unbelievable. And we're allowing it to happen. Because you know why? Because we all think we're alone. You know, you think you're alone in your thoughts. I think I'm alone in my thoughts. Proof thinks he's alone. You know, you don't know how many people you're reaching. If you wanted to start a riot, you wanted to join Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any of that, sure. You got all kinds of camaraderie, all kinds of advertising. The media will give you airtime all over the place. But God forbid you try to gather, like during COVID, you try to go to a church where people talk, or a bar where people talk, or the gym where people will talk, or a school. That's where people gather to talk. Well, you can't be talking among yourselves. So they keep us separated. So you're sitting here thinking you're the only one with these thoughts, and the whole world is falling around you, and you're not sure why you can't get into it. Well, how come you can see it and everybody else can't? No, they can see it too. Believe me, they can see it. But they got nobody to talk to. We can't talk to each other. The minute you talk to each other, they infiltrate your group. You know, Oath Keepers was infiltrated. Proud Boys was infiltrated. I mean, come on. Anytime three or more people gather, the only time that they're not infiltrated is because it's all them, is those feds that run around. You know, every time there's a crisis, they jump out of the back of a U-Haul and they march around in their khaki pants and get arrested, and then they all get back in the U-Haul and they leave. What's the name of those, Proof? What's that group's
what's
name?
That?
The group that they're all feds.
Oh, Patriot Front.
That's them. Yeah, them. Yeah, they're the only ones that ain't infiltrated because they're all cops.
And the sad thing is, everybody knows that they're feds, and they still go out there selling it.
And then you see them all, and the different crowds all standing together in their little fed outfits. Those were the same feds that are running around with the masks on and the khaki pants. You know those guys that were in the sports shirts there, all standing around like they weren't cops? Cops are getting a bad rap now. Nobody trusts them.
Well,
feds are getting a bad rap.
It's because they've been polarized by the left. You know that.
Yeah, look at the FBI. You can't trust them. I was just discussing with Proof that the truth is classified.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the FBI... But meanwhile, the FBI, they're throwing around that Steele dossier, knowing that it was there was bad information in there. All right.
And it goes bigger than that.
And
they briefed Obama and Biden in the Oval Office and told them about it. So now they all said, okay, well, we'll take this that we know is bogus. It came from Hillary. They knew it, and we're going to run with it. So that came right from Obama. He's the real big guy, by the way.
Nothing but a conspiracy, man. One giant conspiracy. And nobody's going to jail.
It used to be theory. Now it's all proven.
If Sprock didn't go to jail, nobody's going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, they come up with this, they pull it out of the area, and then they run with it. And it wasn't just the FBI. Obama knew about it. So now you got the executive branch that's corrupt. And then they went to the FISA court, and the FISA court just rubber stamped it without asking any questions. So now the court's compromised. And then you got people like Schiff and Pelosi and all those people in Congress. So now the legislative branch is compromised. All three branches of our government were compromised. That's a coup. They all did it to overthrow a sitting president. Any other country did that, it would be all over the front page of the New York Times. Coup quote.
Yep.
But people can't see that.
Absolutely. No.
And everybody thinks they're the only one that see it. If anybody's out there listening, you're not the only one. You're far from alone. There's lots and lots of us who are not afraid to look at the way things are and say, okay, this is the truth. This is what's actually going on. This is what I can personally see. I don't care about the guy with a mustache at Disney World and a dress. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about this country. I care about this Constitution. And we have been overthrown, and we better wake up. You got to start talking to people. Don't be afraid. And if someone's snarky at you, talk to someone else. It's not, you know, there's no more time to wake up the sheep. You got to wake up the other lions now.
Yep.
And
true.
It's, you know, I know it sounds like hyperbole, and I know it sounds like off the wall. It's something you'd read in a spy novel. But this is actually going on around us. In the United States of America, we have been sold out. And they're trying to kill us. We're the carbon they want to eliminate. And they tell us. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
Well, yeah,
Harry
look at John Kerry now talking about how we need to ban farming. We need to ban vegetables and trees so that we could save the planet. Well, what dummy thinks like that?
They think we're the dummies. And we just say, oh, okay, because we don't want to ruffle anyone's feathers, and we don't want to stand there and have everybody laugh at us because we're the only one. They're not going to laugh. And let me tell you something. If they do laugh, they still know the truth. You laugh right back at them. Ridicule is a very, very powerful weapon. And if someone's laughing at you for what you're thinking, you turn around and you laugh right back at them for being an idiot. They know. And all you got to do is know they know. And then it makes it a lot easier. Someone trying to sell you that rubbish, just, you know, I'm all stocked up, folks, and you know better than that. You can act like you don't, but I know you know better. Because I already told you.
Hey, so, Joanne, I want to show you this week's Broccoli Man, if you haven't seen it.
Oh, please do. I did see it, but I'll see it again.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to play it once per show, so this one, there's an upcoming furry convention, and you get some celebrity furries that are about to get arrested.
Before you play it, Proof, if my kid was acting like a furry and acting like a house pet, and I walked into the school and I see my kid sitting in a litter box curled up in a doggy bed wearing a little furry pajamas, I'm going to take the kid to the shrink. Yeah, I'm going to take my kid to a shrink and find out what's wrong with it because my child is a human. Now, if there's nothing wrong with the kid and it's just acting up because it's the latest fad thing to do, we're both going to have to go to the hospital to get my foot surgically removed from its rear end because we're not doing that.
Okay.
The kid is not a furry. Yeah. And the teachers, they're being told, oh, yeah, I got to have a litter box in your class and you got to call this kid Meow Mix or something. No. I teach children.
Well, it's funny.
I was watching
a program on TV yesterday, and you had this woman who was a substitute teacher in a school, and she was taking roll call in the class, and when she got to one kid, the kid, all she said she heard was someone meow. So she's like, what the hell is that? And she didn't meow, but she called his name and person meowed again. And, she didn't meow back. He got up, stormed out of the room. She went woof, woof to him. At the end of the day, she was told, you're not coming back as a substitute teacher.
because
like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, now that we've introed broccoli,
and one of the
man,
kids, and one of the kids, and one of the other kids in the class, right after the kid stormed out, goes to the substitute teacher. You were supposed to meow back to him, and she's like,
oh,
"What are you nuts?"
Right.
Oh,
you know, I was hiding
like I'm sure
out.
That there's a policy on that somewhere.
Yeah, you probably do have to meow back and treat it. You know, and look, I ain't patting your cat. Keep the. I couldn't. My the rest of the kids bring their pets too. Well, then I'm not teaching that one. I'm here to teach children.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, broccoli man.
All right. So this one, of course, they're at the they're. It's not at the furry convention, but they're discussing. So I'll go ahead and get started here. So I'm counting down. Three,
okay.
Two, one, action.
It is totally not fair how you stopped our furry parade in the streets. It is you people that made us get to convention hall and make it be 18 years of age and older to get in. You know we are doing this for the kids.
Yeah, all the kids know us and they love to touch our junks. We like to take pictures with all the kids and normalize all the kinks they're learning in grade school now.
Even the Department of Education said it is okay now for kids to not learn things like writing or multiplication. It is far more important for them to stick things properly in their various holes on their persons.
That's right, dude. We're giving the kids valuable life lessons when we do our thing.
Hey. Adult entertainment should be done in adult places. You will be stopping the child grooming or I am arresting you.
Hey sugar, we have an extra ticket to the furry festival this weekend. Do you want to go with us? It got moved to the Bud Light Conventional Center. The governor voted to Republican pressure and they are now having inside. We had to get tickets. I got an extra ticket for Jamar. But he is now a white supremacist because he is not going. He does not believe in dancing around naked in front of 4-year-olds holding his ice cream cone, so he joined the Klan.
Honey, something is wrong with Jamar. That's something Dr. Still thinks it is wrong for a trans furry to get freaky with a children's. He forgets that Brandon legalized it.
If Mike would stop hanging out with hims, we would not need him for anything. Dude acts straight up white now. He still thinks Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady and he would vote for hims. But hims says he would not vote for Brandon again. Jamar even said he would vote for Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy is the worst candidate. He is such a fascist. He said the gene therapies we had to take are poison. Can you imagine he said they should not be mandatory? He said he is also against forcing everyone to wear scams. He also says he is against countries like South Africa discriminating against others due to the color of their skin. What a communist fool.
The number one thing I am for is for killing of all white peoples. White people's bees is too racist for me. Anyone who does not want white peoples to be taken to FEMA camps and die is a racist.
I do like how Brandon is laying down the law though. He tells everyone that white supremacy is the worst thing in the world today. And now even being against fentanyl or against 3-year-olds getting trans surgery means you are a Klan member. We need to get rid of everyone that does not support the entire Democrat Party.
Fat camps do not exist though. Anyone that thinks fat camps exist are going to be rounded up and taken to a fat camp.
Let's go over to the restaurant. I am so hungry that I can let Mike pay for breakfast.
Why are you not in prison? What about January 6th?
Sorry, bro. I was not there and did not stand outside any Capitol building to protest the stolen election by Brandon.
Anyone that is against us grooming babies and grade school kids are the problem. You don't like it because they're popular with the kids.
And my pronouns are with and bark, not a he slash him.
You want to be impressive? Find an adult to do that stuff with and marry them. And your new pronouns are arrested slash child groomer.
I know, it's that Green Jones again. I hate that something duck so much.
If there was ever someone that needed to go to a fat camp and get re-educated, it is that fascist.
Hey you all, it is Guacamole and the X-rated Panda. Those is like celebrities in the trans community.
I remember you showing me a video there they were grabbing the junk of some 5-year-old and telling them to squeeze out the mayonnaise.
Well, that's not going to happen anymore. It's time for jail.
Bruh. Stop arresting them. They are standing up for trans kids' rights.
Sorry. Engaging in X-rated relations with kids is not standing up for rights. That is called underage sexual relations with a minor.
So what? A child can do stuff with anyone they want. You're just mad because it is loving and liberal.
We are liberating the minors and toddlers from oppressive rules from people like you.
Get with the times, man. Brandon legalized it and demands everyone now do it.
His son Hunter Biden is a hero.
Computer says no. The only reason they want to legalize it is because they have been caught doing it so much they do not want to go to jail for it. And now they are in political power.
I wish this Green Jones would stop hating on black people and gays. Just let these something duck airs out of the area and then they can have some childrens on stage shaking their asses on the stage.
I have been saving my dollar bills you all to stick in their diapers.
It sounds like I have some arresting to do. I have to stop rolling this beautiful bean footage. In the meantime, please check out Proof Negative and get up to date on all the real news you need to know. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He is on freedomizerradio.com. Click on List IEN Live and hear the show. Also, check out the schedule so you can hear all the freedomists on freedomizerradio.com.
We need a huge blue wave so we can get rid of all the law and order. We need to defund that police and let Black Lives Matter goes back to ruling these mean streets.
Yes, and we need the Antifa army to be around to shoot people that will not turn into guns.
I saw on the fake news network that 87% of the United States is a domestic white supremacist. I can't wait until us 13% are the only ones around this something duck earth so we can bask in the glory of full-blown communism.
All right, so that was an episode.
That hurts my heart with all this child grooming stuff. It really does.
We have to make sure that people know it exists.
Yeah, we have to. We can't close our eyes to it and pretend it doesn't exist because it does. And it's not just existing now, it's like dominating, prevalent.
Yeah.
I know. I like how you say Michael Obama is a nice lady. You know, if Biden's numbers keep going down and RFK Jr.'s numbers keep going up, they're going to have to pull her out. You know, then every media outlet will be screaming her name and her photograph and phone parades and Yahoo. But they'll drive her into us. She doesn't want the jobs, but they're going to have to recruit her. They don't want RFK Jr.
No, they sure don't.
He was down at the border, and he was complaining how many people cross this border illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's not, you know, he's not playing. He's telling them right now, I'm not playing ball with you guys.
Yeah.
So I need a couple minutes again, so I'm going to let you two handle business for about 3 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
So do you think that they'll pull Michelle out of their ears?
It's very possible. I mean, Proof seems to think it's going to happen, and you know what? If you look at the way things are going, I cannot see them still going with Biden. You know, especially with now he's been falling more. I mean, it's so apparent what's going on with him, and yet
and let me tell you,
the
country does not want Kamala Harris, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the independent. Nobody wants
her.
No.
I read somewhere online that Kamala was going to run and she was going to win, and it wasn't even a satirical site. I forget where it was. I have to start writing this stuff down. But I'm like, what? She's going to win what? She can't win nothing.
No, but they have to keep this Obama thing going.
She is drier than toast.
well, the only one they got, who, because we had Obama, Soros' puppet, and now we had that short stint with Trump, and they lost their minds over it, and they're still losing their minds. So they yep. see Biden is failing. He's not coming out of his basement to campaign. Kamala can't pull it off. They only have one other choice if they want to keep this Obama agenda going. Biden's not going to be around long enough, and Kamala's got too much of a independent streak. She might cut their throats. They don't trust her. So
she is hook, line, and sinker in with the globalists. There's no
with
way
the globalists.
She's not.
Yeah,
she's gonna do exactly what she's told to do.
Well, I don't know. They might put her on top and, you know, boot Obama out. You know he's the real big guy, right? Just
yeah.
think about
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. I'm telling
yeah,
you right
well,
now, if
know.
she were to get in, she would do their bidding without even batting an eye.
You really think so? Because I don't know. I think she might want a bigger
Mala,
seat at the table, and she might eliminate some of them.
Nah,
I know Valerie Jarrett's her handler, too. So.
Well,
you got that Valerie Jarrett who's handling her, so that, you know, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, you see, I mean, she is, you know, I mean, she screwed her way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's common knowledge how she got to where she is.
Yeah.
Right? She's got no self-esteem for herself. I mean, listen. I'm not saying you can't have fun. You know, yeah, enjoy yourself. But you know, the way she went about it was just totally, you know.
Yeah, well, she wasn't
know,
shy about it.
Screw you. I'm gonna do what I can to get in, and that's what she did.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, they'll get rid of her in a heartbeat if Michelle jumps in. But remember, Biden.
If Big Mike gets in, absolutely. You know, it's adios amigos for...
They'll forget her name. They went to Mala who?
For her. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But I think that it's coming to the point where they really don't have much choice. And if she's going to run, she's going to file the papers soon. You know, she's got to, like, what, September to file it? But you know there's a lot of big money out there trying to recruit
from what
her.
I understand, Michelle Obama already has some type of... a political action group started the
mm-hmm.
same way. You know, Barack did, and you know, to get things going. And now, you know, what's next? You know what's next?
Yeah, you know what's next. To file the papers and she's in, but you can't depend on Biden to be there. Kamala Harris will, you know, I mean, the country will revolt against her. They just she doesn't have what it takes. But Obama, you know, this stuff is already creeping up on him, this Biden stuff and the spying and the CIA.
Well,
he was everyone's boss.
It's quite apparent now that his cabinet is probably mm-hmm. one of the most corrupt cabinets that we've ever had in this country.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't have all this stuff going on with Biden and nobody tells the boss. The CIA knew, the FBI knew, the DOJ knew. Nobody told Obama. I find that very, very impossible to believe.
Kerry was dirty.
Yeah.
Clinton was dirty.
Hillary. Yeah.
You know, come on.
So he knew it. You know, and I'm sure they briefed Valerie Jarrett on it. But, you know, when Biden was in Ukraine and he said, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not getting the money. And the guy he was talking to said, well, I'll call Obama. And he said, go ahead, call him. That tells you right there Obama knew. Also what tells you is... Joe Biden shared a bank account with his son, Hunter. All the money went into Hunter's bank account with Joe's name on it. And they said about a 10% set aside. Well, Joe could have taken it all. His name was on the account. He could have taken every dollar out of that account. So he didn't need a 10%
Absolutely.
Set aside. Somebody else is the big guy. It has to be Obama. Because who's the boss of the DOJ and the FBI and the vice president and... You know, the CIA and the Secretary of State. Who's their boss? The president. That's all the executive branch.
Yeah.
So he was He's the big guy. He was the one getting the 10%. And I'm sure he had to share it with Soros. You know, Soros funds all these organizations, but then they go out and they take donations and they pay him back with interest. So, you know, a billionaire can't give away trillions. So he's got the money coming back tenfold. You know, he starts Black Lives Matter, gives him $2 million, and then they bring in $70 million. He gets his $2 million back plus interest, so say it's $3 million or $4 million, because he might even get 100% interest. You know, so he gets the $4 million back, and all the rest of the money, they keep getting more and more donations, and then, you know, they're doing what he wants them to do. So
exactly,
if that's how he does it. He seeds them. He's the bag man. Let me tell you, 100%. The Catholic Charities, there's no angels there, and the Jewish Federation, and all those people that are going out around the world talking to these governments and NGOs are recruiting these people to come to the United States. And the more people that they bring in, the more money the feds give them, because they're the NGOs, they're helping them. So you know that there's governments involved. It's not cartels. Cartels are just, you know, the ground transportation. That's all they are, and they're making a few bucks at it. But it has to be whole governments that are doing this. It's part of the global reset. They're just shuffling the deck. They're just spreading populations everywhere. So they're saturating every country. Look what they're doing over in Europe. You know, they're bringing all those migrants up from Africa and from the Middle East, and they're putting them all into Europe. And now they're doing it to us. Because they want to saturate us. And you know these people don't know anything about the Constitution or our history or any of that. They're going to be loyal to the people who brought them here. So they're building an army right here in front of us.
And they're going
to
kick
and they don't
them.
Even
they're
have to, they don't even
the
have to use guns.
Terrible.
They didn't fire a shot.
Yeah, true.
And everybody can see it. But everybody's afraid that they're the only one. They don't know how many of us are out there. They don't know that they're the majority. They're not the minority. They're the majority. And this is how they're keeping us quiet. They're keeping us divided. They're keeping us separated. You know, everybody's a victim, so they got to have a perpetrator. So right now it's the white people. The white people are the perps. It used to be the black people. It used to be the Germans. It was the Irish. It was the Italian. It was the Portuguese. It was the Chinese. But, you know, I mean, how far back do you want to go in history? You want to talk about slavery? Let's go back even further than the United States. How about we go back to, like, Egypt or Joseph in the Bible? He was a slave. There's still slaves in Libya. There's slaves coming across that border as we speak. How about we pay it forward? The slaves in this country were already taken care of. They were already freed. How about we start freeing the ones that are still enslaved, you know, pay it forward. A lot of people gave up their lives to free those slaves. That was the ultimate reparation. They gave you all they had, their life. So, you know, pay it forward.
Speaking of the reparations, it looks like California is starting to back off on that. They're starting to realize
we ain't got the money for this. And then everybody's got to subject themselves to a DNA test and genealogy.
Yeah.
You got to be able to prove that your ancestor was a slave. Most of the black people in this country, their ancestors were not slaves. They came over after slavery.
Well, how would you be able to prove that your ancestors had slaves?
Don't know.
That your ancestors were slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to take a lot of genealogy. And what, are they going to get us all DNA tested now, too? That's a good way to collect data,
Well, they would probably want that.
Oh, yeah. Of course they would. They'd hand them out like they hand out COVID testing. Sure, they'd love to know your lineage.
Mm.
It's too much. But everybody knows it. And everybody's afraid to say something. So I think that's what we should really focus a lot of attention on. Is, you know, when you tell somebody something and they roll their eyes at you to say, I know you know it, you just don't want to agree with me. But I know you can see it. And call them on it. Tell them, I know you can see it. You know, tell me about this. Tell me about that. Tell me about the cooler in the middle of. You know it. Now, Joe Biden wants to regulate gas furnaces.
Yeah,
by the
I
way,
have that.
Speaking of control. Yeah, first they wanted to regulate gas stoves. Now they want to regulate gas furnaces. I used to have an oil furnace, and we had to change from oil over to natural gas because of some new regulations with the oil. And now, it's not in this house, this was back in Massachusetts, and now they want to regulate gas furnaces. They're going to freeze you to death. And you're not going to be able to cook food. I hope you all know how to make fire. Obviously, the Canadians do. But, no, really, though, you better all know how to make fire. If you don't know how to make fire, learn immediately. It's the summertime. Build yourself a little fire pit in your backyard. Teach yourself how to put the kindling down. Then you build yourself a little frame or a teepee. And then you set the kindling on fire, and once the teepee is burning, then you can start adding the bigger wood. But learn how to make fire, folks. Because how else are you going to cook, if you can find anything to cook?
Oh, they want you to microwave everything because that's allegedly healthier.
Oh. You know, when I worked for Marriott at Wheaton College, we didn't have a microwave in our kitchen. Nothing was microwaved. There was microwaves in
the
dining
room. We gave up our microwave in 2010. I haven't microwaved once since I've had a radio show.
No? No,
yeah.
I still have a microwave, and I use it once in a while, but I only use it to, like, melt butter or to reheat Chinese food. I thought that was why it was invented, was to reheat Chinese food.
I thought it was invented to reheat pizza.
Oh. Yeah, I use the toaster oven for that. I twirl my own dough, so I make my own pizza. I'm Italian. Actually, I'm Black Sicilian.
There
but,
you go.
Yeah, I make a damn good pizza. However, we, I don't know, why are we going to allow this? Well, businesses is the government's anyhow on how you cook your food or heat your house. You know, natural gas, clean burning gas. They made all the buses in Boston and the waste management trucks switch over to natural gas fuel, remember? You look on the back of these trucks,
uh-huh.
It says this vehicle is propelled by natural gas because they're doing their part for the environment. I think everybody
did
every day is
for the, there was a meeting between Chip Roy and a Democrat congressperson from Texas, and the Democrat congressperson was telling Chip Roy that it's a conspiracy theory that they want to take away the gas stoves. And then in the middle of that, 90 seconds later, he's talking about why they need to ban gas stoves. And then Chip Roy calls him out on it and says, which one is it? Are we banning them or are we not? Because you told us the same thing literally twice or two different things twice in 3 minutes.
Right. They double speak.
Yeah.
How did they respond to that?
He just pretended that Chip Roy didn't say anything. Just that's what they do. Liberals just keep on going. They know that they double speak, so they can't stop. They can only just keep going.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
And if you call them on it, you're right. They just like stop for a second, and they think about it, and then they just continue with what they were saying, disregard it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get them to listen. We're just going to have to not pay attention to them. We can resist, you know. We can fight back. It doesn't have to be a fist fight or a gun fight. There's other ways to fight back. You know, ignore them, laugh at them, humiliate them. Humiliate them in public. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
Ridicule is a very powerful weapon. Alinsky knew that. He taught that.
Yeah.
And they use the Alinsky rules. The best way to get back at them is play their game using their rules and win. See, first you win, then you fight. picture winning and what winning is going to look like and what winning is going to entail. And then you go about doing it. But you got to win before you could even fight. Otherwise, why bother?
So what was up with McCarthy last week just giving the farm away for no reason when he's winning?
He got a lot of things that he wasn't going to get. I wasn't happy with the deal, believe it. And more Democrats voted for it than Republicans. He didn't get to eliminate the 187,000 IRS agents. He did get to deduct 20% or 25% of them.
Yeah,
so
2,000.
So he's still
going to
have 100,000 of them.
84.
Right.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Instead of 87,300, we'll have 85,400 or something like that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's, it doesn't matter. It's what difference does that number make when you got that many? A couple of other things he got, too. But he wasn't going to get anything. There was supposed to be no negotiating. There was, nothing was on the table. They wanted just the bill, and that was it. And, you know, they got the usual empty promises, too. We'll work on this, we'll work on that. You know, who wasn't happy with it was Joe Manchin, because he just got rid of coal and oil completely in that thing. So Joe Manchin feels betrayed. Joe Manchin is just another tap dancer politician.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's going to fight, and he looks like he's making sense, and he talks about all the right things, and he says all the right things, and he talks about his constituents, and then he always caves. He gets some sort of a concession or an empty promise. He says, well, yeah,
you
promised.
My big thing, though, was why do we give them a blank check for the debt ceiling throughout the rest of the Brandon presidency?
Yeah, to 2025. So that hamstrings.
Worse.
That hamstrings the person getting elected in 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, about this border, this immigration stuff, we do have immigration laws. You know,
yeah,
they keep saying our immigration system is broken.
Being enforced.
No, they're not being enforced. Maybe enforce the laws. See how that works.
Yeah, that my office
is pulling.
He just went up in front of Congress and just lied left and right.
No, but see, my office is doing a great job, if you understand the job. He was told to open that border, and
yeah.
He's doing that.
Right.
We think he's doing a terrible job for the country, but he's doing the job that he was told to do.
Yeah, he's doing what the globalists demanded of him.
Right. He's doing exactly as he's told to do. But once you realize that, then it makes it more clear that you can see what's actually going on. You know, because, again, we're aiming our fire too low. Mayorkas is just another stooge. You know, he's just a figurehead. He's doing exactly as he was told to do. So what are we going to do? We're going to impeach him? We should impeach his boss. We impeach the people who told him to do that. He has a boss. And if he wasn't doing a good job, the boss would have fired him. So according to the boss, he is doing a good job. So fire the boss. That's what we got to do. You know, we think too small. It's like when you're going after the cops. It's not the cops. It's the mayor. The mayor's the cop's boss.
100%.
Or the governor is the state police's boss. Or the president is the Fed's boss. Go after them. Because nothing happens without the boss being involved in it. Like all this FBI
right.
and CIA and DOJ and spying and all that.
Mm-hmm.
None of that happened without the boss approving it. The boss has an intel agency with the FBI, with the CIA, with the DOJ. They have staffs. They have a chief of staff. They have all kinds of security personnel. Nobody told the boss that Joe Biden was doing this or that Hillary Clinton was doing this or that the FBI was doing this or the CIA. Nobody told the boss. That's very, very hard to believe. And then when you find out that Obama was briefed, he had to have given it his approval. He knew exactly what was going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. He had to know what was going on.
But see, now
in
this
detail.
Is all creeping up to Obama. When people start thinking bigger and they follow the steps, Biden had a boss. Biden couldn't have done it in a vacuum. It had to have been allowed. So that brings it to Obama. So now, Trump is going to know that. Everybody knows it. But, you know, they're afraid of Trump because he knows it. They're going to have to put Michelle up. Biden's not strong enough to do it. He's going to have to pardon himself and pardon his kid, pardon Obama.
Can you pardon yourself? I didn't know you could do that.
It doesn't say you can't. Like I said, I don't care if Trump's in Leavenworth. I'm going to vote for him. We owe that man an apology, a national apology. But if he's in Leavenworth, he can pardon himself. And get out of there. But, you know, things are really bad. And like I said, he's the only man on the planet that can help. I don't care if you despise him. You still know he's the only person in the world who can help. Only person on the planet that has the power to do that. The drive, the money, the recognition. And people are longing for him. I even saw a group of people in New York in some panel that they had on Fox and Friends this morning. I turned it on for a minute. And they had a bunch of Gen Z people in a panel. And most of them were for Trump. They were longing for the days when they could afford to put gas in their car or they could afford to buy lunch a couple days a week. You know, some of them want to buy a house, but that's out of their reach right now. You know, so they were talking about, well, maybe the former president could do it because things were better. But at least they're seeing it. But Chris Christie ain't going to do it. He's just, you know, he's just barking at Trump. He was set out to troll him. If we
Absolutely. He was sent in. He was sent in as a hitman. Break him at the knees. Do whatever you can. Cripple him as best you can.
Yep. That's exactly what his job is. And Mike Pence, he come out, he thinks he's going to be president. He's not going to be president. He had an opportunity just to postpone it and say, you know, some of this doesn't look right. I think we should take a little more time and get an accurate count. And if it's the same thing, fine. But if it's not, then, you know, we got to look into this. We got to do something about it. But he didn't do it. He took the easy road. And now he wants us to forgive him.
I don't know. I've met one person that thinks Chris Christie would be a great president. I've met zero people that think that Mike Pence even has a chance.
Yeah, Mike Pence has no chance. He's got a snowball's chance in hell. And Chris Christie
has
a better chance to get struck by lightning in a cave. Chris Christie's not going to be president. He has one job.
No.
And I'm sure
he's not even
going to
be vice president.
Do it. You know who would make a good vice president? And he seems to be avoiding the fight with Trump. Is that Tim Scott?
Yeah.
He seems to
he's
be doing all right.
He's just too likable to argue with him. Unless you're on The View.
Yeah, but even then, he didn't get all ruffled. There was a whole bunch of stuff I wanted him to say on that View. Joy Behar didn't even show up.
No, and Whoopi Goldberg this past time was subdued. She didn't really argue like I thought she would.
No. No, actually, she told the audience, don't boo him. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah. I never expected that.
No, I didn't either, but she's probably on super double triple probation.
Oh,
she
was probably told not to say anything.
Yeah, but Joy Behar didn't even show up.
I don't
because
think
she
Whoopi
told
Goldberg,
she...
Whoopi's not in charge of booking anybody, right?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm sure that she was told, watch what you say.
Mm-hmm.
But that Joy Behar said that Clarence Thomas and Tim Scott don't understand. They don't get it, what it's like being black in America. First of all,
Like she gets it.
She's never been black anywhere. Except when she was dressed in blackface. She's a white liberal who believes that blacks are inferior. And they need those really white milquetoast liberals to rush in and rescue them and control their lives and disregard whatever they're feeling because the white liberal knows best. She's one of those. She's the white supremacist. She's the one who believes in black inferiority. You know, all these white supremacists that they say is the most dangerous thing. She's one of them. So's Joe Biden.
The white liberal. It's the white female. That's the one that's killing everything.
Yeah, and Joe Biden, he's a liberal too. White liberal men.
I
they just
think
they're so superior that they can just come in and control the whole thing.
I don't think he knows where he is.
Yeah, he don't know what bus stop he's at.
No.
Half the time. I don't know. And, you know, I don't like Joe Biden, not even one little bit. I think he's a crook, I think he's a pedophile, and I think he's a sleazebag. But I took no joy in seeing him fall. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to fall. Wouldn't mind if he got investigated and tried if he committed treason. But I don't want to see him fall. I can't stomach seeing old people fall. He did, and like you said, he ain't all there. He doesn't know what planet he's on.
Hey,
I'm not opposed
to seeing George Soros fall, though.
No. He could fall off a cliff, and I probably would feel nothing.
No.
But he's deviant. And you know who else is a deviant? Is that John Brennan. He's one of the most dangerous people on the planet, too.
Who's worse, Brennan or Clapper?
Brennan. Clapper's just an ass kisser. He kissed his ass. He kissed ass
know.
All the way to the top. Brennan's ruthless.
But
those two. Clapper's up there.
I wish he would get more traction, but I like that Ramaswamy guy, actually.
I do like Vivek Ramaswamy. He's got a lot of good ideas, too. You know, there's a position in this government for him. Is a suitable position for him. Now, who else is really good is that Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota.
She's not running.
Yeah.
But the North Dakota governor entered the race, Burgum.
Oh, he's a nitwit. He's another one.
Yeah, he's an anti-Trumper, no?
They all want to tell you they're going to do this like Trump and that like Trump, but none of them are Trump. Oh, Trump's bad, but I'm going to be just like Trump. Oh, so you're going to be bad, too? Get out of here. Bad to the bone, right? Take off. I just don't, I can't see anybody with the strength and the vigor that Trump has and the drive. I think that we absolutely need Trump. That's my opinion. And if you look around at the rest of them, all they are is they're weak in comparison to Trump. When you think of Trump, you think strength. Look at this man's been through, and he's still holding his head high, and he's walking tall. And they owe him an apology. They've tortured
I think, though, that DeSantis would be a lot closer if he didn't have Dick Cheney and the Bushes and Karl Rove around him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Bushes, I mean, you go back to Prescott Bush, and then you see all this globalism going on, and you see his son and his grandson were president, and his other son was governor. You know, there's a lot of globalism in that family, and they like the Obamas. It's globalism there, too. You know? And this was, and this border and stuff. The Bushes practically own Texas. Why is that going on in Texas? If the Bushes wanted it stopped, it would be stopped. Believe me. Nothing goes on in Texas without the Bushes' approval. So if they wanted that crap stopped, it would be stopped. The governor's doing the best he can, but he's up against a machine, too. Everything he does gets turned right around. And they got rid of the Attorney General.
I was just going to say that.
Yep. What's his name, Paxton?
Ken Paxton, probably the most popular or the most well-known Attorney General. That's the only Attorney General I know in any of the 50 states.
right? But they got rid of him. They impeached him. Like I said, if the Bush didn't want it going on in Texas, it wouldn't be it going on in Texas. And that's how it is. You know, and once you can start seeing through all this baloney, there's no other option.
Anyway, I got to run.
Okay.
Vito, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us.
Yeah, man, absolutely. When I went, that stuff you were talking about was still fresh in my mind, that's why. So I was like, let me get in before I forget it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming in.
No,
Vito,
thank you.
He
thank
says
you
she's probably not going to make it tomorrow, though.
Say it again?
Say it.
V might not make it tomorrow.
Why?
All right. Well, if I'm free, I'll give a call in.
Okay.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, later.
All right. See you soon, Vito.
Yeah, man. Thanks again. Bye-bye. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So my top five in the Republican Party, and I don't think I'm going to change. Trump would be one. Tim Scott would be number two. Three would be DeSantis. Four would be Ramaswamy. And five would be Larry Elder.
That's a good lineup. You
Everybody
know,
else
DeSantis,
doesn't matter to me.
DeSantis is a very, very good governor for Florida. I just think that he should have waited and just stayed out of Trump's way. You know, if it wasn't for Trump, he wouldn't have been able to be governor. We would have had a crackhead lunatic that passed out in a hotel and gets pictures taken with, naked with other men.
Mm-hmm.
Gilliam. He would have been our governor.
Andrew Gilliam,
but
yes.
But once Trump came out and endorsed DeSantis, his numbers soared through the roof. I think that he should have waited because, you know, Trump is going to destroy him. If you get in Trump's way, he's going to destroy you. And actually, that's a quality that I like about Trump. He doesn't take nonsense. He's the boss, and that's it. But, you know, there's no need for that. DeSantis has a bright future. And he does have his own accolades. He just shouldn't have run this time because he doesn't have that strength that Trump has. He doesn't have that drive. He would make a good president, I think. But I think he needs a few more years under his belt before he can do that. He's a great guy. He's a good governor for Florida. I have no complaints about the way he governed. You know, who else was a good governor of Florida? It was Jeb Bush. He wasn't going to be president, but he did a damn good job in Florida. So.
Yeah, just no personality, really, for the presidential stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're all saying, you know, because Trump is so crass and he's so braggadocious and stuff, well, I'm going to do just like Trump, but I'm not going to have that attitude of Trump. Well, if everybody wants to be like Trump, how about we just do Trump? I mean, wouldn't that make sense? It's like saying, oh, this tastes like chicken. If I want something that tastes like chicken, I'll order the chicken. So, you know, if I want something like Trump, I should probably vote Trump. Because he would be the original, right? Like I said, this is my opinion. Everybody's got their own. But, you know, we really got to start thinking about these things. And we got to start thinking about the country as a whole. We're all citizens of the United States of America. You know, like I was saying, Texas could use some help. Arizona could use some help. New Mexico could use some help. You know, some of those places are refusing help because they don't want the help because they're part of the agenda. But we're all in it together. And it was the right thing to do.
And like you were saying, Joanne, if I can just piggyback, if you're not adding anything different to the table, I agree with you. Unless you have some other different idea, I just don't want Trump light. I want you to be your own you.
Right.
So is Pence going to offer that? Is Chris Christie going to offer that?
No,
Nikki Haley going to offer that? I don't think so.
No.
DeSantis maybe. I can't
DeSantis
confirm that.
Yeah, DeSantis offer some of it, but not all of it, you know. But he's not strong enough to fight the system in place right now.
And I think
Scott
might have some good ideas, and I'm not against Tim Scott. I hope him and Vivek do really well, but I just don't see it.
No, but I see Tim Scott. I think that he's trying for the number two spot. And he's probably got a good chance of getting it. Or, like I said, Kristi Noem. But there's other, and Vivek, we should put him in a good position in this country because he's got a lot of great ideas. You know, he could have a prominent position. But he's not going
to be president. What we're talking about here is if you have to have some ideas and not just be Trump. And I think Vivek offers that. But I just don't think he has the name recognition.
No. A lot of people can't even pronounce Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pronounce his name. But, you know, like you said, Trump light, no. All Trump's policies, but not Trump. No. You're going to do all the things Trump will do, but you're not going to put mean tweets out. I don't care about mean tweets. I'm not going to dinner with the guy. I'm not going dancing with him. I'm not going out in public with him. He's running the country. We need a man who can run the country. And he has the qualities. He has the qualifications. And, you know, life isn't a bed of roses. Well, maybe it is, but you still got to watch out for the pricks. You know, it's just, you know, there's always a downside. So what if he's got a bad attitude? What do you care? Joe Biden does nothing but yell at us. I'm waiting for him to say, get off my lawn. You ever hear him talking?
See, part of me really wants Tim Scott to be the nominee just so he could debate Biden and have Biden call him a white supremacist. You don't know how badly I want to see that.
Yeah, well, if it does come to that, you know who will debate him? If he get chosen as the vice president ticket on the ticket, he'd have to debate Kamala.
Oh, wow.
That would be almost as good.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about Kamala and her debate with Mike Pence, and Mike Pence isn't exactly a debate maven, but all I remember with Kamala was, but I'm speaking.
Yeah, but I'm speaking, and her cackling, her
yes,
inappropriate laughter pauses. You think Pence is funny? He's the only one on the planet that thinks Pence is funny. He's not a funny guy.
I don't know who has more personality, Mike Pence or Al Gore.
Both of them, in my eyes, are a dud. Until
basically,
John Kerry's a dud, too. Yeah, they're all duds. They're just the most boring. There's nothing of interest comes out of their mouths. One just does stupid laughter and talks in circles, and the other one is just a blowhard. He just, you know, trying to scare everybody to make money. You know, he's invested in the carbon credits company. So is Obama.
Oh, of course.
It's
if the carbon credits
the
happen, he automatically becomes one of the top 10 richest people in the world.
Yeah, he's going to be a gazillionaire. And Obama started the Chicago Climate Exchange.
Yes.
With Bill Ayers, with a grant from the Annenberg Foundation. That's how they started that. I did a report on that. And, you know, so that's what that's about. And Bill Ayers' father ran ComEd, Commonwealth Edison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's a big energy sector guy, big shot. That's how come Bill Ayers never got arrested and put in jail for blowing stuff up. I remember when they blew up the courthouse in Boston with a nail bomb. There was nails everywhere, shattered glass everywhere. A bunch of people got hurt. I remember it vividly. So you know, another one with kids that just run amok. I don't know how John Kerry and Mitt Romney have kept their kids' names quiet as being associates of Hunter. But it's all in there. And there's more in there. The stuff that Rudy Giuliani called him a degenerate over. So, you know, why aren't we talking about that? It's mind-boggling what's going on around us. And each one of us feels powerless to stop it. And we have to be much sharper. We have to be on our game. We have to be on their game. You know, these people are in the end zone, and we're not even on the field yet.
Yeah.
Because you can't get three of us in the same room to agree on anything.
Meanwhile, that's the thing that Democrats are good at.
They
don't care how ridiculous it sounds. They will stand behind you.
Mm-hmm. They stick together. I'm actually very envious of that. Very, very jealous of that. Because we should be able to stick together.
Now, I don't know,
like
Joanne, they wouldn't stick together if Tulsi Gabbard was the president. And I don't think they would stick together if RFK Jr. was the president.
No. No, because then they have to pull a coup on them.
Yeah.
They are not going to let RFK Jr. become president. They're not going to let him become the nominee.
They'd rather let Trump be president before RFK Jr. At least Trump won't go after them about the gene therapies, because he last week at the Iowa thing, he was talking again about how he was responsible for Operation Warp Speed, and everybody booed him, and he said he didn't care. I can't believe we're still playing with this.
Well, he thinks it was a wonderful thing because under the ideal circumstances, that would have been something amazing. But because Fauci was lying and because the WHO is lying, and, you know, Trump didn't do the research. Fauci did. And all these drug companies had these vaccines that they said were going to stop the spread and stop people from getting it. So he was like, well, let's just get it going. You know, now everybody knows that that was all baloney. It doesn't stop you from getting infected. It doesn't stop you from spreading it. It's not a vaccine, because that's what vaccines do. They stop you from getting the disease, and they stop you from spreading the disease. So this is not a vaccine. But, you know, when they were coming out with it, they were selling it like it was watermelon. I mean, they were really upselling it. And to get it done in that amount of time was an amazing thing. Ended up backfiring and not being anything like that we were told it was. But Trump's not a doctor, you know. He trusted these people. He knows better now, doesn't he? And none of them.
I think so, but he's still.
None of them were against the vaccines. Everybody was told that these are going to save you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to save lives. The people who come up with that, that was not their plan. They were not trying to save lives. They were trying to make money. And that Warp Speed made them a hell of a lot of money. They were more than happy to go along with that.
That Warp Speed that Dr. David Martin said that originated in 1990, that was Warp Speed. Took 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this vaccine was around a lot longer than we were told. That virus was around a lot longer than we were told, and it was manipulated. And the vaccines in the original, you know, when they first came out with them, those were mostly harmless, because if they killed everybody off right away, no one would buy their vaccines. So those were mostly harmless. It was the ones that got them later when the real agenda kicked in, and it was a population control agenda that sterilized people, young males, having terrible, terrible pain in their testicles. You got the myocarditis. You have all kinds of things going on. You got people growing horns now. You got blood clots that have like fibrous legs and offshoots. they're not like a regular blood clot. That's just like a lump. These things have roots. You know, people are DNA, and now they've introduced mRNA into our DNA. So they're actually altering our metabolism. They're altering our entire being. You know, look at this pilot. They found him slumped over behind the wheel of the plane that just crashed in Virginia. You know who was on board, by the way? The daughter of the NRA head. You know that
I
plane?
Saw that.
Yeah, that flew over the airspace there, the DC airspace. So that plane was probably trying to get back to Tennessee using GPS and autopilot. So that's why it went over DC, because that would be the shortest route. Instead of flying around DC, it went right through it, trying to get back to Tennessee. And NORAD said they didn't take that plane down. Kind of not buying that 100%. Maybe they didn't, but that plane straight nosedive into the mountain. So it ran out of fuel. Even if it ran out of full fuel, wouldn't it float a little bit? But this thing nosedived out of the sky. It dropped like a nail. It didn't, like, soar any distance. It just, boom, fell out of the sky. So, yeah, but the daughter of the NRA boss was on that plane, and her daughter, and a nanny. So, did you see that this woman was saying how she was afraid that the whistleblower about the Biden taking the bribes? Her name is Anna Paulina Luna. She's a representative. She said that the FBI is afraid that their Biden informant will be killed if it's unmasked.
Yes.
So that's what Tara Reid said. Tara Reid posted that. And she said, see, that's why I'm afraid. Because they think that the Bidens are going to kill this person. That's how serious this is. That they don't care who they kill or put in jail or destroy, wreck their futures, wreck their careers, all for a lie. And like I said, the truth is classified. You can't tell the truth. That's classified, but you can tell lies. And people believe these lies. Look at that Adam Schiff. He used to come out every day and tell lies.
Oh, but the thing is with
you.
Him, it's funny that everybody knows he's lying. That's the funniest part. And he still goes out there and sells it, and everybody laughs at him.
Yeah, well, if he came out and told you that, yeah, they were spying on Trump, and yes, the Biden thing is real, you know, that's classified. He would have been put in jail for disseminating classified information. So he comes out and tells you it's not real. And they weren't spying. And they got evidence that Trump was a Russian spy. No, they didn't. If he had said, we have evidence that Trump was not a Russian spy, then that's classified. See what I mean? The truth is classified. So don't believe a word they say. Nothing they say can be thought of as truthful. They cannot tell the truth, or they'll go to jail. So you have to know not to believe them. But, you know, the FBI used to be the premier world-renowned law enforcement agency in the world. But now, you know, everybody sees them as a bunch of losers, a bunch of punks that are just doing the they're just doing the bidding of this globalist cabal. And we have to stop them. And we don't know how. We better figure it out. Because we're just about done. sad to say. United States had a good run. This is the government that our founders warned us about. They went through this. They know about tyranny and fascism and corrupt and lies. They knew all about it. If you look at the first Ten Amendments, the original, it tells you there's a way to fight all of this. You know, the freedom of speech and the ability to have guns, you know, and not having to house soldiers and, you know, not having to testify against yourself and not get beat for it, you know, and a fast trial and a jury of your peers. That's all in them because they knew that governments were corrupt and they told us it was a necessary evil. And they did everything they could to keep us from having a tyrannical government. But we have tyranny now. But they're doing it in small increments. You know, you got tyranny against the white people right now. And you have tyranny against black people. And tyranny against brown people. And tyranny against the Indians. And each one thinks that they're a victim. And they're all separated. And they don't want white people talking to any of those groups because the white people are the oppressors now. I never oppressed anybody in my life.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, no, I'm not down with that. But somebody's got to be the perp. If everybody's a victim, who's the perpetrator? So you have to pick a perp. And right now it's the white people that are the perps. So you got all these different groups. They're not going to talk to white people. They're not going to talk to you, to me or you or anybody else that, you know, even looks white. They're told not to because we're bad. And it's just getting to the point now where we are not allowed to talk to each other, period. You can go to school. You can learn to be an activist. You can go to BLM meetings. You can go to Antifa riots. But you can't go to a Trump rally. You can't go to a school board meeting. When they had us all on lockdown, you couldn't. You could go to a strip club, but you couldn't go to your gym, and you couldn't go to your church, and you couldn't go to a restaurant because those are places where people talk among themselves, and they had to keep us separated. And then they brought in, and the more power we gave them, the more thirsty for power they got. And we did. We handed over power to them. You know, well, why? Everybody was scared of a virus. You know, that's how they said they're going to get us. They're going to offer us safety. That's how Hitler did it. He offered everybody safety and security and law and order. And that's how he got away with everything. Because the whole world was out of control at the time. They were doing all the same things. There was corruption and there was all kinds of, like, sexual activities, and there was no law and order, and everything was decriminalized, and then people were just running amok. It was going mental. And the people in charge were going after their political enemies and putting them in jail, including Hitler. But that all turned around because he offered them safety. Well, I don't want safety. I mean, safety's nice, but I think that I'll take my chances of providing my own safety and leave my liberty alone. You know, they said, oh, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. My daughter made a good point. What these boycotts, like the Budweiser Light boycott and the Target boycott, well, were boycotting for a very good reason. I mean, there was one item on the Target shelves that sent everybody into flames. And it was the size 4 to 6 little girl's bathing suit with the tucky pocket. You know, even the little onesies with the gay pride on it, that wasn't even a big deal, mostly. But that bathing suit with the tucky pocket, a little girl's bathing suit with a place to tuck your penis and your testicles, that's where they drew the line. And I don't. That was a very good line to draw. They're absolutely right. We don't need tucky bathing suits for babies who don't know anything about sex. So But in doing so, these World Economic Forum, they made those countries do, those companies do this woke business, because if they didn't, they weren't going to get financing from the banks because of this ESG score, whatever they want to call it. So now people are happy because they were successful in this boycott. But they're actually putting Target out of business, tanking it. It's going to be gone. And people are going to be happy about it. But you know what? They're not going to have Target to shop at. They're not going to have other options that Target offers. Target was forced into doing this for their scores. So you'll have nothing and you'll be happy. The people are happy and they got nothing. They got no Target. And like I said about Ferguson, they went through there. They burnt that place to the ground. They burnt down tire shops and they burnt down department stores and clothing stores and hair salons. So there's nothing left there. It's a burnt out shell. So now all the people that did the burning, they didn't rebuild it. They didn't do anything for that black community. And now you got little old ladies who have to take buses all the way across town to do their grocery shopping. And you know how hard it is to bring a week's worth of groceries home on a bus from across town? If you're a little old lady, she can't go to the corner store anymore. She can't go down to the supermarket anymore. It's gone. What's left there? And this is what they do. They leave just ruin in their wake. And that's what's going on in the whole country. You got people living in squalor, living in tents, pooping in the streets, shooting up drugs all over the cities. You know, anybody who could get out of the city did get out of the city. And what's left? You know, and the one thing that COVID did teach us is that a lot of those jobs could be done at home. So now look at the real estate in those cities. You don't have to rent office space anymore when your employees can work from home. So the real estate industry is going down the toilet in the cities. Plenty of commercial real estate for rent. You look in any one of these cities, you'll see for rent all over the place. Not for housing, but commercial real estate. Nobody wants it. So, you know, that's the next bubble that's going to burst. These people were getting big bucks for square footage for office space. Now nobody wants it. And these stores are moving out of the cities, so they don't want it. One of the big stores is not even going to pay their bills. They're just going to let the banks take it. Good. Now what? So you'll have nothing. And you'll think you're happy. Oh, yeah, we succeeded. We got rid of them. Now what? Now what are we going to do?
See, that's the thing with liberalism, though. It's like they have this incredible, whatever it is, this utopia, but they can't think more than one step ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have any idea of cause and effect. If you go burn down the city, do you have a plan to rebuild it? If not, don't burn it down. Because people do live in those areas. And they have to have functioning stores. Now you go to a store in New York, everything's behind walls. You got to have somebody unlock the door so you can get a pack of razors or a thing of toothpaste or tampons or anything like that. Everything's held, everything's behind locks now. This is like a banana republic, and it's because of the looting. And looting was allowed. Looting was encouraged. And, you know, it was those white liberals going around smashing those windows. The black people in the neighborhood, they did go into the stores and take everything out of there, but the windows were already smashed. The stuff was hanging out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't smash the windows. If you look at the videos, and we watched them carefully, too, my crew, and those were white people. Probably cops. Some of them look like cops. Like the one that did the AutoZone. Smashed that window like you would take apart a car. You know, if you're going to use the jaws of life, knew exactly where to smash that window without his baton there, bouncing back and hitting him in the head. And then threw a Molotov in there. that wasn't one of the neighborhood black people. That was one of those outside, out-of-town activists. They're not doing the black people any favor, that's for sure. Always seems to happen in the black areas. Because that's the easiest target. You know, and then they tell black people, vote for me. You know, because those Republicans are bad. And we're going to do this and we're going to do that. They never get it. They never, ever get what
they
do promised.
About 2 to 5% of what they say. This way they do just enough so you can't say they did nothing. But they can't come close to finishing it because then they won't get their funding.
Right. Yeah, because there's no money in solutions. If you fix the problem, then you can't milk it. And, you know, I see a lot of these Republicans, too. Oh, this is wrong, and that is wrong, and this one did this, and this one did that. Well, it's very easy to put out a list of grievances. What are you going to do about it? However, you got to vote them into the majority, even if they don't want to win. We got to force them to win.
Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier. With McCarthy, everybody's saying he needs to be replaced as Speaker. And I agree he should have never had the job, but the only thing is, if you remember, nobody else ran against him. Everybody was nominating the person that they would want, but that person would say they didn't want it. They
right.
tried to run Matt Gaetz out there. They tried to run Byron Donalds. They tried to run a couple other people, but everybody said they didn't want it. Now that's why McCarthy got it.
Yeah. No one else wanted the job. I really can't say I blame them either. You know, we only have a majority in the House. You can't vote in a bunch of Democrats and then expect the Republicans to stop them if the Republicans are in the minority. What are they going to do? And the way they got it set up now, the majority makes the rules. You know, you got to get some of these people on your side. And like you said, those Democrats stick together. They'll be ostracized. Look what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. They left her. You know, she finally had enough. But that mm-hmm. party left her. She, and same with RFK Jr. He's a Democrat, but he's not like those Democrats. They've turned into Marxist revolutionaries. They're not Democrats. The Democrat Party of old, the Kennedy Democrat Party, that's long gone. John F. Kennedy wouldn't even be able to run as a Democrat anymore. They would have, you know, ostracized him. They would have thrown him out.
Yeah, I think they would have been forced to run as a Libertarian because I don't even think the Republican would be able to run like that.
You know, I'm thinking RFK Jr., if they've already told him that he's never going to get that nomination, and he's never going to get it. I mean, we told everybody Bernie wasn't going to get it. Bernie was on top. He was walking away with all the numbers. He was high rolling. And they still didn't give it to him. But we called that, you know. Matter of fact, I even said it on your show. No way in hell they're going to give Bernie that nomination. Pelosi came out and told us. And she did. And he didn't get that nomination, even though he had the numbers. So, you know, they wanted Trump to get the nomination because they thought he was going to be the easiest to beat. That's why
But my question would be, Joanne, though, see, the Bernie supporters were okay with giving their votes to the other Democratic candidate, but the people that would vote for RFK are not going to vote for Brandon. And that's I'm going to take that to the bank.
That's true. Yes, I agree with you there. I agree with
you.
I don't know why.
To the votes?
I don't know. You know, maybe if he really wanted to make an impression, if they tell him that he's not going to get that nomination, he should switch and go third party. And he'd take half the party with him. Because, you know, his numbers are gaining. The more airtime he gets and the more play he gets, and we should be pimping him, the higher his numbers go. And it's going to be difficult to beat especially when you got Brandon up against them. There's no way in hell they're going to let Brandon debate him, debate RFK Jr.
But it could be to the point where it's too blatantly obvious that that Brandon's getting rolled.
It was blatantly obvious with Bernie. So they're gonna pull Michelle out of their rear end. You know that. That's the only option. That's their nuclear option. That's their dark horse. And as a matter of fact, I think I saw a hinting of it. A couple of the liberals are saying, well, other people might run. Some others might get in the race. So they're already keeping that option open. They know Brandon is failing. They know they don't want Kamala Harris. They're never going to give it to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and they're certainly not going to give it to Marianne Williams. What have they got left? That's it. Yeah, but now, if they want to keep the Obama dynasty going, you know, they had it through Obama, and now they've had it through Biden, and if they want to keep that going, they got to get Michelle to run. That's their only option. That's their nuclear option. She doesn't want the job. But it's not going to matter what she wants. She said she hated living in the White House.
Yeah. Hey, I might be the only one that says I don't hate Big Mike as much as everybody else does.
I don't hate her. She's a radical Marxist. I don't want her as our president. Absolutely not. But personally, I got really nothing against her. She said that she was never proud of her country before until they elected Obama. But she knows everything that's going on, too. She's shady as hell. But, you know, I don't want her to be president.
I just feel like she knows her limits, basically, and that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, personally, I don't have anything against her. She stays out of politics. She never has to worry about what I think of her. But she gets into politics, then it's fair game. You know, then you bring it up that she's a Marxist. And you bring up her thesis.
True.
Because, you know, you can't gloss over it. Oh, she's going to be the first black female president. And I don't care what's first. I'm talking about qualifications. You know, I'm sick of checking off boxes. Like Newsom says, oh, if Feinstein steps down, then he's going to appoint a black female. Well, that just eliminated, what, two-thirds of the population? Males and white people, brown people. So then it's not merit. And, you know, the meritocracy, there's a lot to be said for it. Things will go better when people are qualified for the job. And you don't worry about what the skin color there is. You know, it's ridiculous. It's too much. And everybody knows it's too much. And we're dividing people by the color of their skin, by their gender, by their wannabe genders. You know, any way to divide us is okay with them. And I'm just getting a little sick of it. I don't want to be divided anymore. We're one nation. You know, when we just had a remembrance for D-Day. When those people showed up at the beach, the enemy didn't say, here comes the white, black, brown, gay, straight, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, American. They said, here come the Americans. How about we become the Americans again? You know, one country. It's very, very, very upsetting. And we know everybody knows it, and that's upsetting, too. You know, denial is not possible anymore. So if these people are still in denial, it's because they want to be. And they're not really in denial. They know. But they just don't want to admit they know. I don't know why. But they don't want to admit it. And that's the sad part. I'm tired of people that are chicken. You know, everybody got to start growing bolder and standing up for it. You know, stick up for your country. Stick up for your Constitution. Stick up for your fellow Americans. Start acting like Americans. You're the Americans. You know, those people that landed on Normandy Beach, they were the Americans. And there was, all of us were represented. And they were one unit. That's what we need to do. We are in a fight for our country. We are in a fight for the survival of this republic. The Constitution is only as strong as the people that are willing to fight for it, willing to enforce it, and willing to adhere to it. Otherwise, why do we even bother? Everybody up in D.C. right now, they're acting extra-constitutional, like that's a word. They're not working within the confines of the Constitution. The Constitution was to restrain the government, not the people. But we're not restraining the government at all.
They're not going to teach us how to overthrow them, though.
No. Oh, no. They're not even going to teach us our history. They don't teach civics anymore. In Florida, they're starting it again. You have to pass the civics test before you graduate. So they're teaching civics here.
I never had to do that.
No, well, they do now here in Florida, but that's a good thing. We want people to know civics. We want them to know the Constitution and the history and the Bill of Rights, all of that.
Yeah.
People need to know that. They need to know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, but they have to be able to point us out on a map and know where we came from, know our history, know our rights. You know, the 17 enumerated rights that go to the powers, 17 enumerated powers that go to the federal government. Anything that's not one of those 17 remains with the people or the states. That was the decision for the Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade was not in the Constitution. It was not an enumerated power for the federal government to even have any say in it. So it had to go back to the people and to the states. So that's why each state is now responsible for making their own abortion laws and no abortion laws at all. And that was a correct decision. That was a constitutional decision. And they're still talking about abortion at the federal level. It's none of the feds' business, you know, so don't get caught up in that trap either. You know, if somebody says, well, what about Trump and abortion? It doesn't matter what Trump thinks about abortion. That's not in his purview. He has no control over it. That's a state's right. So quit asking and quit answering. That's it. It's with the states. That's all you got to say. The Constitution doesn't give the government any right to control firearms. As a matter of fact, the people were supposed to be as equally armed as the government. You know, so they said, oh, well, you know, then you should go back to muskets. Well, then the government should go back to muskets, too. And the more power that the government got, the more power the people should have got. And nobody gave them authority to make rules about guns. And, you know, they start screaming, oh, my God, he shot up a school. We should take away everybody's guns. No, you should pick up those guns and shoot back and defend those children. Why do you think we have a Second Amendment? So people like that can't get in and kill the kids. You can take them out. Defend the children. Only an idiot gives up their weapon in a battle. That's stupid. And the criminals aren't going to give up guns. The criminals can make guns.
Right.
But, you know, anybody who would give up a gun is somebody who is law-abiding. and they would be abiding by the law. So you're only going to disarm people who would abide by the law. Criminals don't obey the laws we have now. Murder, mayhem, shooting people, those are all illegal already. And they didn't care about those laws. So what new big super cool law are you going to make that's going to make them obey the law that they already didn't obey? You know, when you think on those terms, use the guns. Defend yourself against somebody who would harm children. Defend yourself against somebody who would mass shoot. At least that's how I see it. Makes more sense to me than giving up.
All right, Joanne, we just got the 60-second buzzer, so we're about to be done.
Well, thank you again for inviting me on, and I shall see you next week, not the week after.
Yes.
Good night, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be around.
All right, everybody. So please support the other shows on Freedomizer. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am